3, 2, 1. All right, no joking around right now. We're just a couple seconds away here. And we're literally under an attack just seconds prior to the show. So, do they think you can stop us from presenting Robert Duncan? It ain't gonna happen. There's nothing you can do to stop us. So here we go, Susanna.
Okay.
5, 4, 3.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, we're going to get this show off. There's no doubt about it. On this Wednesday, October 8th, let me tell you what's going on, okay? This is what they do. This is not a conspiracy theory, okay? So if you're there, oh, Pete Santilli, you say you're under attack. Yes, we are under attack. There's no doubt in my mind. Susanna, is there any doubt in your mind right now we're under attack?
No, this is frustrating.
Okay. Very frustrating. Are you doing okay with the signal from me on Skype?
The signal right now, I can hear you fine. If you're not able to hear me for some reason, sometime.
I can hear you, and we're gonna get this thing off here. We're gonna connect Rents. What happened is our phone lines went down. Completely separate system. Totally separate system. Then all of our Skype lines started happening intermittently. Do me a favor. Give me a check on the backline real quick, would you? Go ahead.
Okay, you gotta hang on a second.
Just real quick, just do a sound check.
All right, hang on.
Okay. Are you there? I can hear you. Okay, perfect. All right, go up to the front now. All right, so we are literally under attack. There's no doubt about it. All the Skype lines, my Second Life system went out. I got boxed out of that thing. The streams started going down. And this happened, maybe a minute prior to the show?
Yeah.
So we're getting this thing off. We're going to record. And let me tell you why this is happening right now. And I'm going to attach the two. And I'm going to say that somebody does not want you to hear from Robert Duncan. Robert Duncan is a former CIA scientist specializing in mind control. They don't want him talking out there. So we already put out that he was going to be on the show. So I'm sure that the powers that be do what they do. And I'm going to say a big F you to anybody that thinks that you're going to be able to. You've never been able to stop us before. You can't even kill me. Okay. You cannot kill me and stop this information from getting out because we're now on. What episode are we on? We're on episode number 813. Haven't stopped us before, and you're not going to stop us because we have 813 episodes that everybody can listen to. Even if you were to try to take me out, not that I'm that important, but I'm just saying. Telling them there's nothing you can do to stop this information from getting out. You need to choose the right side. If you're out there working for the communists, trying to suppress us, to shut us down, to not let this information to get out to all of humanity, okay? We're going to come after you. We're going to come after you, and that's what the show is about. So here we go. We, on this Wednesday, October 8th, episode number 813. We're connected. I think we're holding okay right now.
We're doing okay.
Susanna, I'm not being overly dramatic about this. I'm trying to tell our listening audience, this is what we have to go through to get this information out. Okay, Robert Duncan is an important guest, all right? The title of today's episode is, They're Controlling Our Minds Remotely. That's what they're doing. You're going to hear from Robert Duncan. This technology exists. We're going to have him on. Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman. She's going to be coming on sometime soon, I think. We're not going to confirm that because that'll be the date that they put us in the system and start attacking us, right?
Right, but she is coming on, yes.
She's going to be coming on. She's going to talk about 9/11. She's going to talk about her knowledge of mind control, hopefully. Nine control. Yeah. So, anyways, here we are. We're going to kick this off here momentarily. And, of course, I want to remind our listening audience, if you are a listener and you want to become part of something in GMN, well, if you're listening, you're obviously wanting to become part of something to get information and resist the temptation to go out and get free stuff, okay, by subscribing to the GMN Rant. It's a weekly newsletter, and also you become a part of our supporting cast of listeners. We want to be listener supported. Go to GorillaMediaNetwork.com/rant and help us out, help support us, and you'll get a lot in return, obviously. But we need to be listener supported, not corporate supported, and that's why. So resist that temptation to go out and get free stuff, because freedom is not free. Freedom is not free, isn't that true?
Not ever. Right.
No. Freedom is definitely not free.
Right.
All right, here we go. Do I have a delay? Yeah. Now all of a sudden I have massive, massive latency. Okay. That's okay. You guys just deal with it, all right? Because we're still under attack. Massive latency. Latency meaning that if you're looking at us on YouTube Live, you know, my voice is moving. I mean, my lips are moving well after my voice. 30-second mark. Here we go. Susanna, have a great show.
All right. Have a great show, Pete.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, you guys, hang with us. Here we go.
Silver fly again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Where are our rights right now? They're wherever you're willing to draw a line and say, you cannot come across this line or I'll kill you. Your rights are. And if you don't understand that, folks, then it's beyond my capability to explain it to you. They will get away with whatever you let them get away with. And until you draw the line and you're willing to die for what you believe in, they will keep taking and taking and taking and taking until there is no more to take. It's all gone, and you're a slave.
We the people are absolutely willing to stop the decimation of our country. The collapse is here, and the elite right now are performing mind control exercises on your brain remotely. It's time to arrest those bastards, the ones who've committed crimes against humanity. It's time to use the Second Amendment to go after those monks. Overthrow live from the Overthrow Bunker in FEMA Region 9 in Southern California. Well, I'm your host, Pete Santilli.
The commentary and excitement you're about to hear is based on opinion, truth, and fact, and is meant to be used as an educational tool to fight the new world order, the global elite, and the eugenics agenda. The Pete Santilli Show will never be censored by any corporation, and Mr. Santilli is certainly not beholden to the opinion of any of his sponsors. The opinions of his guests may not necessarily reflect the opinion of Mr. Santilli. Further, Mr. Santilli would like to urge his listeners to remain calm throughout the collapse, obey the Constitution, act lawfully, responsibly, and at their own risk of being brutalized by tyranny when taking any action after listening to the Pete Santilli Show. Also be advised, this program may contain adult content and parental discretion is strongly advised. It's time to throw away your chips and your Diet Cokes, so cling to your Bibles, grab your guns and your bug out bags, and get ready for the Pete Santilli Show.
Pete
Santilli telling you the truth,
whether you like it or not. Oh, and guess what, Susanna Cole? I think we're holding our own right now. We have some latency. Latency meaning delays, so that the voice is off with my lips on YouTube Live. That's okay though. You still get some good visual representation. We are literally, and whether you like it or not, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to be overly dramatic about it. I'm going to be just appropriately dramatic about the following. We are going to bring to you information from a former CIA scientist that is an expert in mind control technology. He has still information he cannot reveal publicly, but this is what he does. What is out in the public, he can discuss. Okay? Anything that's top secret, it's not out in the public, he cannot discuss it. But that doesn't matter with respect to the American public, because right. There's stuff out in the open, okay, that's right. I mean, you could smack somebody in the freaking head with a laser beam and say, you know, we're going to penetrate your brain and control you. They're going to be like, hey, I don't want to know about it. It's ignorance is bliss. Just let me live my life. I'm busy. So we're going to reveal on today's show that they're controlling our minds remotely. Robert Duncan is going to be coming on in the second hour. They do not want you to hear what Robert Duncan has to say. They do not want you to hear when we talk about mind control technology. And we're going to be doing our mind control marathon. And it's going to be freaking huge, okay, for the following reasons. It's because I'm learning more. And I'm going to be revealing it. And I'm going to punch the system in the balls, okay? I'm going to do that. You're not going to be able to stop us. You can mess with our systems. Right before we came on the show, everything started going down. We are, no doubt about it, under attack. There's no doubt about it. Second Life went out. I can't connect our telephone lines, okay? So if you're trying to call in, you're going to have to call in to the following number. And let me make sure that Rents is connected on this. You know, hopefully they haven't fired us because we're doing mind control. Wednesday, October 8, 2014, episode 813. Let's see if we've got episode 813 coming up on the Rents Network. Click this button. Yo-ho!
Nice.
Hopefully you guys are okay. Your website's okay because we're under attack on all fronts. All fronts. Right now, on multiple systems. Our phone lines went down. Second Life server went down. We're talking about completely separate computers here, right? We've got many different ways that I'm not going to discuss that we can get stuff out no matter what they attack. Everything is under attack. So thank you, NSA, you bunch of scumbag you-know-whats that swear an oath to defend and support the Constitution and then work on behalf of communism with your little Nazi uniform. You're not going to stop us. I will die making sure that I crush you. I'm trying to crush you, I mean. I will die with my last dying breath. And I promise you that when I take my last dying breath, there will be the smell of gunpowder in the background. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
You are just aggravated today because they are messing with us.
No, you know who they're messing with? And I mean this honestly. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know who they're messing with? They're messing with everybody that could ever listen to what we're going to say today. That's who they're messing with.
We have this happen. We get DDoS attacks and such.
Denial of service.
Denial of service. Anytime we have Dr. Judy Wood on the program, anytime that we have targeted individuals on the program, or we talk about mind control. So,
yeah.
It's pretty amazing, really. Because at first, when this kind of thing happens, you're like, oh, this is my imagination. You know, I'm not even going to go there. And then after it happens so many times, you just can't help it.
No.
You just can't help it. They're doing this.
We're not the most important. We're not important. As a matter of fact, if they really wanted to take us out, they would do it. They just do it just to perpetrate. I mean, we're actually in a psychological war. They're perpetrating psychological warfare upon the American people. And what they haven't learned is that no matter what they do, there's nothing they can do. Suzanne, I told you the story when I went to SEER school and JESS school, jungle environment survival training, go through sleep deprivation. I mean, I had a clearance. You have to be trained on how to get through that stuff. Okay. So in so many ways you have to, you know, undergo, torture, just see what your tolerance is to stuff like that. I have such a high tolerance, it has been established, okay, that I have such a high tolerance that the only way that they would ever be, they would actually have to push me to the point of of death, okay, to where I would actually break down. I'm not going to break down. You can inflict mind control, torture. You can do all that stuff. I will resist it to my last dying breath, okay, because I want to make sure that I get this information out to expose who you are in the darkness. I'm going to bring you out in the middle of the light, in the middle of traffic, and pull your pants down so everyone can see your teensy little light switch. Okay? What?
So funny. You know, I have this app on my iPad, and mm-hmm. it's for movie trailers, you know, movies that are coming out, mm-hmm. and movies that are in a theater. And I happened on one that's called, what was that called? It's the story about Gary Webb, mm-hmm. the reporter from the Cleveland Plain Dealer who broke the Contra crack cocaine epidemic back, I think it was in the 80s, right? Did he do this in the 80s? Yes. And all the way into the 90s. And how interesting is that? And that's what that reminds me of. I mean, they pushed that guy so far that he ended up, and he had some strong resolve, you know, and he ended up killing himself because of the pressure that the government put on him and the mainstream media put on him. But there's a new movie coming out about his life and about what he did. And it is so interesting. Didn't you find it interesting, Pete? Really?
Yeah, you know what I thought about?
How far the government would go to, and in conjunction and in cahoots with mainstream media to mm-hmm. destroy somebody who's uncovering the truth.
Listen, if anybody out there is suicidal, I don't want you to take your own life, okay? What I want you to do is climb over the front fence of the White House. What? Geez. Seriously, why would you waste a good bullet like that? You know what I mean? What?
You're just kidding.
No, I want people like Steve Perk. He was about to die. And we had him totally convinced that he was going to strap a propane tank to his back and go running through Washington, D.C. with a flare in his right hand. Right? Like, why would
you
commit?
You're just kidding.
Huh? What?
You're just kidding.
No.
Yes, he is.
I am?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Yes.
Okay. Why? Am I not allowed to say that?
No.
Why not?
Just because.
Listen to me. Well, here's the deal. I'm going to speak to myself, all right? What you folks choose to do, I mean, don't do anything you normally wouldn't do on your own, all right? This is what I'm going to do. If all of a sudden I say, oh my God, I have so much pressure from the federal government, I'm not going to take my life. I'm going to put my fence jumping shoes on, okay? I'm going to go out. Seriously, why would I waste good talent like that? You know what I mean? And just like go get suicided or, I mean, I just wouldn't do that. I'm not going to take my own life. I'm going to jump over the fence of the White House and go get a beer in the presidential suite. That's what I'm going to do. So there's nothing you guys can do to me. So if you guys really, really want to put the heat and pressure on me and you really want to see somebody go over the front fence of the White House, bring it. Right? Am I not allowed to say that? I'm just wondering. Is that legal?
No.
Don't?
No, it isn't.
Oh, you know what? Oh, like the Secret Service is just going to... They'll probably respond quicker to me saying that than they did the actual fence jumper.
No kidding.
That's hilarious. You Secret Service people, go catch people jumping over the fence, not people talking about it. Okay?
The day you were born, your brain and your body were in perfect form. From the moment you arrived on the planet, the aging process has taken its toll on each and every one of us. Dr. Joe McCord spent 40 years investigating the science of free radicals and aging, and his work has earned him the prestigious Elliott Crescent Award, an award given to scientists such as Nikola Tesla, Alexander Graham Bell, Henry Ford, and Orville Wright. Dr. McCord's discoveries in how to reduce oxidative stress with a product called Protandim may finally put practical immortality within our grasp. Try Protandim for 30 days, and you will see and feel why this is one of the most incredible discoveries of our lives. Visit GMNAntiAging.com to learn about Protandim and how you can literally change your life in the next 30 days.
Life Change Tea. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Find out why so many people reorder this product. The results will blow you away. If you have health problems and need help, order Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. If it didn't work, no one would reorder. We sell a one-year supply at a discounted rate. 2 8-ounce glasses a day helps keep sickness away. Read the numerous testimonies of how thousands and thousands have been helped by drinking Life Change Tea. Many talk show celebrities are not only talking about the tea, but using it. Feel good, lose a little weight, and enjoy your life at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You can also call our friendly staff at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea, all natural, USA, no caffeine, great tasting detox drink. Join the leaders who have taken control of their health. GetTheTea.com.
Okay. All right. So listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Right? And listen to me closely, okay? Especially, you know, that Department of Incompetence that's very efficient on, and I'm going to, we're going to speak to this, okay? On our freedoms of speech being wiped out. I actually cannot come on the air and speak out freely. And not, of course, I don't want to bring harm to the president of the United States, period. That's a fact. I've already said that. In fact, Susanna, I made it really clear, and I'm going to make it really clear right now. They're listening. They always do. I say things to them. All right. They're going to respond. They'll probably use that as an excuse to try to SWAT team me. They'll be very efficient to come after me for my words. When in fact, when somebody who is ill and I disagree with what they did, jumping over the fence, okay, and going to get the president of the United States, even though I hate that man, hate him, hate that man. He's a communist. He should never be in there, but he's the president of the United States. That position needs to be protected. And I was pissed off that the Secret Service didn't shoot that guy right there on the spot. Okay. They should have stopped him. They should have protected. So I am not an advocate of going after the president of the United States. I was highlighting, I was bringing up the fact that, you know, like I was joking, obviously, about going over the White House fence. I really was. I'm not even backpedaling.
Yeah.
But I want to make it really, really clear to anybody that thinks you need to know exactly where I stand on this. If you go after the president of the United States, you're going after a whole bunch of people that voted for that person. Okay. So that's a big, big thing. So I'm not advocating if you're suicidal to go over the fence. I was just highlighting a couple of points to them that could ever think. Here's the main reason why I brought this up, and I'm not backpedaling. There is nothing that you could ever do to me personally to cause me to want to commit suicide. Nothing. There will never, ever be a scenario to where I will take my own life. Okay. If you perpetrate mind control upon me and try to push me and try to come after me and attack me, as you're doing right now, okay, that will not have an effect to cause me to commit suicide. I would never, ever waste a bullet on myself, okay? That's what I meant by that when I said, why would you waste a bullet? I would, and that's my decision. I can make that decision on my own, can I? I am never, ever, ever going to commit suicide. I will never waste a bullet pointing it at me because I don't believe that I am the domestic enemy. That's what I meant by that. Okay? Is that good enough? So, you know, and we have to go to the break and I'm on a time clock and I say stuff. And if you think that you can operate your little secret service so efficiently to come after my words and be able to take me out of context and use that to your advantage, this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about all of that efficient system that would cause you to come SWAT team me and start using it to actually protect the White House from the people that want harm to the president. And it's not me. So shut your freaking cake hole and get back to work. Okay. And stop coming after people like me, because coming after people like me, for what I believe in, what I really believe in, if you don't take me out of context, is your actions against me are unconstitutional and against everything that we believe in as a country, period. You don't come after Pete Santilli. I'm actually going to help protect the president of the United States and have done so here on the show. Okay? Suicidal people, you know, I mentioned the thing about the propane tank, okay? That if you're going to put people on a death panel, all right? If Obama wants to set people up and say you are not worthy of living, okay? I suggested way back when that all those people should reciprocate by strapping propane tanks to their back, okay? You want to put me on a death panel? Check it out. I'm going to defend myself. And that was a joke. I actually had this image of Steve Perk running around with a propane tank on his back, and he said he was willing to do it. And that's freaking funny. That is freaking hilarious. A bunch of old, terminally ill people running around with propane tanks is hilarious to me.
Yeah, to keep being taken out, right?
Yeah, so don't think.
That was the context.
And you know what? Don't think, okay, that these Goombas say, oh, there we go. He said something stupid. Send in the SWAT team. They're just waiting. They're probably waiting outside my door like 24/7, just waiting for some excuse to come SWAT team me. But here's the main reason why. It's not because that I'm a danger to society, because I'm not. In no way, shape, or form am I a danger to society. I'm a danger to them. And they want to take me out for the things that I'm not saying that they could SWAT team me for. That's why they want to SWAT team me. It's not because I'm a danger to society. They just use all those excuses. They say, oh, well, we have to protect ourselves, so we're going to use MRAPs. I mean, that's the logic that these people use, okay? So guess what, Susanna?
What?
I haven't even said hello to everyone.
I know.
Let me quickly say hello to all of you right now that don't even know that they're using remote mind control technology upon you. Period. This science exists. Back in the 50s, they used to have to put you in the room and literally brainwash you, okay, and torture you to traumatize your personality, what's in your soul, so that it would go away, that your goodness would suppress itself and hibernate and hide behind the corner. Now they have the technology to do all of that remotely. They can do it to any of you. And in fact, it is being said that they're doing, and we're going to talk a lot about this today. Okay, Susanna, we're going to talk about this method by which we are literally a bunch of laboratory rats. I'm going to use a specific example, like social media, right?
Right.
They'll put out stuff on social media. They'll just start saying stuff. Maybe they'll do like a Sandy Hook event, okay? Like, why are these false flag actors, why are they doing that? Why are they doing these false flags? Is it because they want to take away our guns? Or is it, there's a possibility here, that they just want to analyze how we respond to stuff like that? So that way they can set up a game plan to take away our guns, ultimately, right?
Exactly.
It's a game that they play. They poke and prod. We are literally, the people I'm saying hello to that are listening to me on YouTube, on Spreaker, on Facebook, you are all part of an experimentation as a human being with the technology that they have and their abilities that they have as a result of the experimentation that they conducted back in the days of the Nazis, Nazi Germany. They did belly button to belly button human experimentation to see, hey, if we stick a red hot poker up this guy's butt, how loud does he scream? Okay? That's what they were doing back then. Now, it's much more subtle. You have no idea it's even being done to you. They're tapped into the back of your freaking head. Okay? And this stuff is happening. Robert Duncan is going to talk about this stuff, and we're going to have a mind control marathon again. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to all gather together. We're going to do a mind hive experiment here. I want you to just close your eyes right now, and I want you to just send as much energy as possible to anyone that would ever want to shut this show down, keep my mouth shut, and prevent this information from getting to you. Go ahead. Just pray that their balls catch on fire.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes a daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good tasting a cigarette can be.
If you're like most people, you want to feel younger, look younger, and have more youthful energy. A revolutionary product called Protandim was developed by a scientist named Dr. Joe McCord. And when people try this tiny little yellow pill, within days they discover why Dr. McCord has been given the same award as scientists such as Nikola Tesla, Alexander Graham Bell, Henry Ford, and Orville Wright. Like each of those scientists, his work will literally change the world we live in. Protandim can reverse the damage caused to your cells over time and revitalize your youthful energy and vitality back to when you were in your 20s. Here's our promise. Go to GMNAntiAging.com. Try Protandim for 30 days. And when that very special day comes, as it has with so many people who have tried it, you will place your next order. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. If Protandim has not totally revitalized your life, we'll give you your money back. No questions to ask. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the magic pill we've been waiting for, and it's available by going to GMNAntiAging.com. That's GMNAntiAging.com.
With email, Skype, Facebook, Twitter, and cell phones, we're more connected than ever before. But there are huge privacy and security problems with all of them. Things are being blocked where they're needed most, where people are fighting for their beliefs. Now, wouldn't it be nice if there was a way to replace Skype, Facebook, email, and messaging with something more secure so you can communicate freely? Ready to change the world? Introducing Unseen, the first free, secure, and private communication platform. Secure chat, secure messaging, secure content delivery, like nothing else. Unseen gives you the key to freedom. You have the power to change the world. Sign up now for free to give freedom.
This is Tahiti Joe, the maker of Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces and the Maui Pepper Company.
The saga of Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces is a very tasty story. Tahiti Joe went exploring the South Seas for the spices and was easily sidetracked, but don't tell his lady.
Then, after a few months, Tahiti Joe blended a beautiful array of spices with clam juice and honey.
It had a sweet tropical flavor, and with the heat of the peppers, it reminded him of the islands.
Tahiti Joe had to name the new sauce, and Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces was born. Try it as a chicken wing sauce.
Barbecue, marinade.
Or use it to create a delicious Polynesian Mary.
So, visit www.TahitiJoesHotSauces.com today to satisfy your cravings for
tropical taste sensation.
www.TahitiJoesHotSauces.com.
Around the world, 24/7, everyone's listening to the Gorilla Media Network.
What difference at this point does it make?
I was literally on the back line laughing at Susanna. She's. We were talking about the fact that they would just love. Okay, this is a system. All right, let me paint the picture for you. All right, we have people pouring over the border. We have cocaine and heroin, literally in the hundreds of millions of dollars being poured into the United States of America, destroying our society. Okay. This is a law enforcement that just sits there and, we can't catch them all, right? Bunch of freaking Goomba dorks that love, okay, to get all pumped up with testosterone and get all dressed up and go SWAT team somebody for saying something. Okay, this is a law enforcement system that has people committing crimes. Okay, bribery in Congress. Okay, absolute corruption. Muslim Brotherhood. We got somebody in the White House doesn't even freaking reveal. He's got his college transcripts sealed. We've got a criminal element that's running our freaking country into the dirt. Law enforcement doesn't do a mother effing thing about it. But God forbid if Pete Santilli were to have an audio excerpt that they could use in order to activate their equipment and their radios and all of their freaking knee pads and their Kevlar and all that stuff. Right? This is an incompetent group of testosterone-filled buffoons who are unconstitutional. Okay? That would love to say, oh my God, here he is! We're efficient! Breaker 19! 911, hurry up! Let's go SWAT team, Pete Santilli. He just said something.
Yeah, the coroner will come after you.
Oh, with a freaking MRAP.
We read an article yesterday, and we just cracked up. This coroner, and he's somewhere in the South. They caught him ordering. He has guns and ammo and all kinds of stuff from the government surplus program. A coroner. And guess what else he got? A Humvee. For his office.
You are the first caller.
It's out of control.
Press star.
Guess what? Our phone line is up.
Yay.
That's why I did that interruption. So that was worth it, actually.
Hey, you know what? On rents.com, there is an article about the Webb suicide, Gary Webb, looking more like murder. And that was put out on December 19th, 2004. So I'll be reading that later. That's interesting. And
hold on a second. I have somebody with a propane tank on the line. Stand by. Here we go. You ready? That propane tank is only for a barbecue, sir, right?
Exactly.
Steve.
You mean no harm. Dude, where the hell have you been? I miss you so much, man. Where have you been?
I've been recuperating.
Are you doing okay?
I'm hanging in there.
You are?
I'm hanging in there, yeah. Speaking about today's show, Pete, I have a name for you to check out. Andy Puro.
Really?
Yeah.
Andy
P-E-R-O.
Andy Piro.
Yeah, and you want to go to Project Superman.
Really?
This is a guy from New York that they brainwashed him. In fact, went through a lot of training like I did in Vietnam. And this guy was completely... he was fighting the program because he didn't want to be involved in it. Okay. In fact, he jumped out of planes. They thought that he was dead a few times. Okay. And he kept on coming back. So you talk about mind control. This will definitely set the pace for your show. And you're going to have to take some time out and look at this guy's background here. It's like a book and a guy reads the book.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I think we need to do the most responsible thing and go after stories like with this movie that's coming out. Susanna, I don't have the information in front of me. Help me out here. It was on my iPad. You sent me that link. I read that article. You said it was a must read, and it was a lengthy read. But you know what I said to myself? This is such an important read. I mean, this is such an important read. This is such an important story. And it's everything that we've been trying to expose about the drug trafficking coming out of South America. This reporter stumbled into it. Next thing you know, he was, quote unquote, suicided. Okay? Steve Perk, will you ever commit suicide yourself?
Not a chance.
No. That's right? You're just not going to do that.
I was real close. I was on my deathbed at the VA hospital. And they told me if I left, I'd be dead in a couple of days. Well, that was back when, Pete.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
I've been
suffering with this lung disease. Remember, they thought it was TB, and I've been fighting this since then, and you know, been recuperating. But then I did something stupid, got involved with some guys that were trying to take some money off of a homeless guy, and got into a little bit of a scrape there. And as a result, I learned one thing: you should double back, okay? Because when I went after these guys, I just grabbed a couple cans of dog food and put them in a plastic bag that you get from the store and went over to correct the situation. Well, once I swung the bag and hit the one guy, the bag broke. So you got a double bag.
That, oh, my goodness.
That and is, then what happened? Tell everybody what happened to you, Steve.
Oh, I got a tune-up pretty good here. In fact, I go in on the 14th for another surgery on my neck. So,
what did they do to you?
I got into a hassle with four or five dudes of a different color that was trying to rob a homeless guy outside of the store.
And they,
I walked over to help out, and I got, I don't know, I got tuned up pretty good, Pete.
Wow. You got to be kidding
me.
Yeah,
big time.
I didn't even know that. Susanna, did you know this?
Yes.
This happened around the 19th, a couple months ago, 3-4 months ago.
Oh, my God, Steve. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a terrible story. What happened to you legally?
Legally, nothing yet. Haven't heard anything. The only thing was I was told from different people, you know, nothing yet. But I've been in and out of the hospital, so who knows who stopped by or whatever. But I'm scheduled in on the 14th to have the surgery on my neck is where I got cut. They got to take a gland out and everything.
They cut you. So, that's a terrible story, Steve.
I got cut big time. Yeah.
Wow. Was that when I was out in the field? Is that when that happened?
The 19th of... I don't even remember.
Damn, Steve. I had so much crap going on a couple months ago. I can't believe I didn't even find
maybe
out about
August.
That. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, maybe August.
Hey,
I
listen.
Don't even remember if you
hey, listen, stay with me past the break here, okay? I haven't talked to you in a while. I want you to stay on the phone with me because I do want to talk to you about, I hope everything's doing okay. I'll call you... I'll call you directly outside the show. Let's talk about this mind control stuff. Stay with me, okay? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay right there. Phone lines are open, 218-862-9829.
RadiationDefender.com. After a nuclear disaster like Fukushima, you need to eliminate cesium-137 from your body. When cesium-137 travels through the air and contaminates the water, soil will be contaminated for the next 200 to 300 years. And if you take potassium iodide, after you've ingested this cancer-causing radioactive isotope, it's already too late. It's impossible to remove cesium from your body with potassium iodide, and you should return it for a full refund to the vendor who sold it to you. RadiationDefender.com. Developed by food science researcher Mike Adams, this patent-pending, proprietary formula of zeolites and other ingredients called Cesium Eliminator helps support your body's natural elimination of lethal cesium isotopes. RadiationDefender.com. Get rid of your potassium iodide and replace it with the only product on the market which can stop irradiating your body from the inside out. Cesium Eliminator. RadiationDefender.com.
You've heard the commercials for years. You've wondered. You've hesitated. You didn't order. When the doctor visits pile up, you react in fear. Why not take the test? Life Change Tea. This tea works like no other. There is no competition. Our tea will help you with your health goals for about $1 a day. Let us help you obtain good health. Lose a little weight. Feel more energy. Watch things in your body change for the better. People have called the company with tears of thankfulness. But remember, you can have no results unless you order. And when you get your results, let us know. Read our testimonies from everyday people. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. The time to act is now. Don't let the years be wasted. Enjoy life the right way, healthy. Remember, the tea won't work sitting on the shelf. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Thanks to medical breakthroughs in science and surgery, there are many ways to stop the aging process we see on the surface. And now, because of the award-winning work of Dr. Joe McCourt, there is a way to turn back time deep inside the cells that cause us to start aging in the first place. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing. Bad for the body, leading to disease, malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging, the slow progression of oxidative stress. As our cells burn the food we eat, they also release toxic chemicals called free radicals. A revolutionary product called Protandim activates enzymes which not only neutralize but eliminate free radicals and slow genes associated with aging and bring you to a more youthful state of health. Protandim, the fountain of youth in a tiny yellow pill. Available at GMNAntiAging.com. That's GMNAntiAging.com. To learn more about the only product clinically proven to reduce oxidative stress by 40% within just 30 days, satisfaction guarantee, go to GMNAntiAging.com.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
I've never even met Steve Perk personally, but he has been he's become a friend. I mean, I consider you almost like a brother, dude. I feel bad that I didn't, I was quote unquote too busy. I was in the freaking crap in the, just under that psyop, almost. But I didn't find out about it. I'm just finding out about this now. I'll call you and speak to you personally offline here. But Steve, I hope you recover quickly. Have they gone after the people that, that hurt you?
Nobody knows anything. And I'm too sick to, do any investigation on my own. So, and I don't even go to that store anymore because when I go there, I just shake, I just like, a different person than what I was before.
Yeah, these were black guys that beat the crap out of you?
Yeah. I mean, they just came out of the woodwork, I mean, they were trying to take this guy's money, and I was like, watching them, and then I walked over, I just put my groceries in the car and walked over and said, what are you doing,
And trying to help.
That shit happens. It's just like wham, bam, and luckily I took a couple cans of dog food and put them in a bag,
Yeah.
And that was my first thing because I knew something was going to happen, because that's how it happened,
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was going to happen like that,
Yeah.
And when I got blindsided, I got blindsided and, lights went out. But,
and lights
I got
went out.
Mixed up pretty good.
And then, and then you woke up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're
woke up a couple times, actually, because I was being kicked like a football, And I just had this one dude by the neck. I was,
Dang.
I know I hit one real good with two cans of dog food, Elpo, Remember that movie with John Wayne, Sons of Katie Elder, where he's in the back there talking to the funeral guy, and he walks over and he goes, hey, and he hits a guy with a baseball bat or a club or something.
Uh-huh.
It's an old picture. Well, that's what I was like. I was like, I went over and went, hey, and bam.
Boom.
And then that's when,
wow. So you're going to have surgery? When are you going in for surgery?
14th.
On the 13th here, just in a couple of days. Okay. Well,
on the 14th.
Oh, on the 14th. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll get in touch with you offline. Hey, listen, you've been following our coverage and me learning about this mind control stuff. Have you personally?
It's important you listen to this Andy Puro, because a lot of stuff, it's like a book and a guy reads it. If you go to Project 7 Superman, mm-hmm. and he explains it, like when they first, you know, because he was going to play ball, you know, and it's just everything like reminds this story of like me, you know, mm-hmm. and it just like blows my mind. And it happened up at Westchester in New York. And that's your stomping grind, you know?
Yeah.
And, wow, it was like a lot of stuff that are ringing true to me today that, because, Pete, I did some crazy shit. You know, when I got involved with martial arts, it was like, you know, I mean, I'm a little guy, you know, and people always said, how come you went after the big guys? Well, you didn't expect me to win, did you? You know? Mm. But when you're in that state of mind, you don't care. And that's the way I was. I was in a state of mind when I went after five guys beating up a disabled guy. You know, I mean, you just click, you know, something inside you clicks. And like when I tell you, when I'm out here barking at cars and eating rocks, I literally mean it. I'm out there barking at cars and eating rocks,
yeah. you
know, but, you know, my illness with this, TB or whatever it is that I had, I mean, that took a toll on me, because from 215 to 145 pounds, and I was puking blood and you know, I mean, I lost so much, and I still got this lung problem, you know, it just won't go away.
Have the police gone after these guys that beat you?
Nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows nothing. I know I was told one guy was in jail. That's as far as it went. And I don't know, because I've been sick, you know. I mean, I got nicked up pretty good, Pete.
Who are the, what's the police department there?
Oh, don't even go there, because I'm always there fighting with them.
You are?
Yeah. I'm handling it here on my end, and I got things I'm doing here on my end, but it's a lot of letter writing, you know.
Okay, I'll call you. We'll talk. We'll talk offline.
Brief some flowing and stuff, because it's like, you know, ludicrous, you know.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
But being sick, it takes a lot out of you to do what you got to do. But yeah. I know what I got to do. It's just that being healthy.
Yeah, you know what? I absolutely not commend you. I mean, I would expect that you would do exactly what you did to defend that homeless man, and. Yeah, I commend you for doing that. That's exactly how I would think that you would respond to something like that. Obviously, you're paying the price as a result. But you know, dude, you're just an amazing individual. And I'm sorry that I wasn't in contact with you to even know that was going on. Things have been pretty crazy here the past couple of months. We're settling into a routine. I'm glad you called in, though. Listen, I want you to listen
I've called in a few times, but then you were getting ready to bring a guest on, so I hung up. You know, it's not.
Yeah, I see you coming on and going off. No, it's very, very important, Steve. I mean, you're very. I mean, there's, you know, I would say there's a very short list of people that I've had, you know, contact with, you know, like yourself. That, I mean, you guys are like family to me. Like, you know, if I were to find out, I mean, it's the same thing as if I were to find out that, you know, something happened to Kenny from Michigan. You know, I was living with Kenny in the RV for, I mean, we've lived together for a couple of months out there. He's another guy on that same list, like yourself. So when I
I was trying to get out there, but I just couldn't breathe. I was just running out of air, you know, and that's my problem. I can't breathe.
Pete, I know.
You know.
I know.
I'm constantly coughing up this phlegm like you got a bad cold, chest cold. You know, and I'm constantly.
Hey,
know?
Listen. I want to let you know. I'm in contact with some people here, and there's a big project. Hopefully, it does come along, because it's an important one, and it's one to help veterans. There's going to be a ranch set up for veterans in Texas to give. Veterans, you know, suffering from PTSD or whatever, veterans that just want to go hang out at the ranch with other veterans. And I'm hoping to promote that. We're going to be getting word as to when, you know, they break ground, but it's going to be a big project, and I'm going to have the person that's responsible for that project here on the show. You'll be hearing about it. I'm going to be committing, the majority of my efforts to doing everything we can to support veterans. We've had veterans who are suffering from PTSD on the show. I mean, I want to do a lot to help veterans and, you know, veterans like yourself, Vietnam veterans. So stay close in contact with us, okay? Because that's going to be a very passionate project that we're going to be working on here in the coming months, okay?
Oh, you know, I'm always here. I'm always in the background, you know?
It's yeah, man. To be it's great. Great to hear quiet, from you. You know? Great to hear from you. Definitely. Okay?
I'm just trying to hang, but you got to listen to that Andy Puro thing that starts on page 7 or a project on Superman. But he gives the whole breakdown on what they did to this guy for years, you know? Yeah. And he was a trained assassin.
He was.
And it just brought back so much memories of the crazy stuff that, you know, that I did in Nam, you know, just the crazy stuff that, you know, I mean, people always ask me, did I, you know, kill anybody or anything in Nam? And you know, I get nervous when I talk about it. I say, well, what do you want to know? Do you want to know, like, what color their eyes were or, you know, what they smelled like or, you know, or where I stabbed them or, you know, you just don't talk about that stuff. And it's just sickening that I was part of that one of those projects, Pete. I guess I was, because the more I read about it and find about it and the stuff that I did, that's why I'm broken, you know? I'm fucked up, but
you know,
I'm trying to go forward.
Steve, you know, here's the segue. I'll keep you until we go over the top of the hour. And then after the top of the hour news break, that's when Robert Duncan's segment comes on. You know, to segue, you know, we're nothing but a bunch of frickin' lab rats for them, you know, from going to, you know, using us as a bunch of useless eaters, sending us to war in Vietnam. Okay. I'm going to exclude World War II. I'm going to say Vietnam, but now they just use us like a bunch of freaking lab rats, like slabs of beef to just experiment with. Whether it be going to war or perpetrating, you know, psyops, psychological operations and psychological warfare on us, mind control experimentation. This is all very real and very true, Steve. Is it not, based on what you've been able to research?
That's why people are pulling the trigger, Pete. You know, I would never pull the trigger. I would never, ever. I believe in God, and when God wants me, he'll take me, okay? I'm not in no hurry to leave this place, but if God says he's taking me, he's going to take me. It won't be because a bullet. It will be because of a broken heart or my lungs gave out, okay? Mm-hmm. But I've gave so much and got nothing in return, and I'm always going to funerals. In fact, two more of my friends that I served with did eat a bullet. Okay.
Oh,
and
geez.
A group that, you know, there's only three left. And, you know, we have to lean on each other and depend on each other for our needs and wants. And when we get to that point, we hook up.
Yeah, man.
So my thing is that, you know, I know what they're doing. I try and, you know, seek help when that, you know.
Hey, stay close. I'll call you, Steve, okay? I'll get in touch with
you.
Listen,
Vinny Vupop, I'm always thinking of him, and God bless him, and Suzanne, I love you, and miss you, and Pete, I'll be listening on the back line. You got a show to do.
Okay, dude. All right. Hang in there. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. After the top of the hour news break, Robert Duncan.
RadiationDefender.com. Your source for the Health Ranger's most important product to date, Cesium Eliminator. Developed by food science researcher Mike Adams, this patent-pending proprietary formula of zeolites and other ingredients called Cesium Eliminator helps support your body's natural elimination of lethal cesium isotopes. Visit RadiationDefender.com and discover why Cesium Eliminator is designed to stop irradiating your body from the inside out by removing cesium-137. A cancer-causing radioactive isotope, which will contaminate our soil for the next 200 to 300 years. After Fukushima, Beer Potion Potassium Iodide Salesman rode the plume and sold products which do absolutely nothing to rid the body of harmful radiation after this nuclear disaster. If you are interested in removing cesium from your body, throw away your potassium iodide and replace it immediately with Cesium Eliminator. Go to RadiationDefender.com and order your supply today.
Aloha, this is Tahiti Joe, the maker of Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces and the Maui Pepper Company.
After inventing his delicious Polynesian hot sauce, Tahiti Joe wanted to make another gourmet hot sauce that his lady would enjoy.
After a wild, passionate weekend on the islands, he thought, wow, she's not only hot-blooded, she's also half Italian.
With that in mind, Tahiti Joe created a tropical-style garlic hot sauce his lady would crave.
Now, Tahiti Joe's Tropic Garlic Hot Sauce has become the number one garlic hot sauce on the market.
Tahiti Joe and his sisters dedicated Tropic Garlic to their father because he's their big kahuna and it's his favorite.
All their sauces are made with a beautiful array of ingredients with no preservatives added and are prepared with a tropical passion for that perfect balance of flavor and heat delivered directly to you.
www.TahitiJoesHotSauces.com.
This is Cosmic, and you are listening to the Pete Santilli Show. Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. First Ebola patient diagnosed in the United States, Thomas Eric Duncan, has died. SRN's Val Dior is in Dallas, where Duncan was hospitalized for 10 days.
The official announcement coming just after 10 o'clock Central Time this morning from Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital of Dallas. They say with profound sadness they must confirm the death of Thomas Eric Duncan this morning at 7:51 against Central Time.
Duncan was already infected when he arrived in the U.S. from Liberia, although he showed no symptoms when he first got here. People who had contact with him in the Dallas area are being monitored. So far, no one has shown any signs of Ebola. Secretary of State Kerry says that West Africa, which is ground zero for the outbreak, needs the world's help in battling Ebola.
We need people to step up now. Now is the time for action, not words. And frankly, there is not a moment to waste in this effort.
Homeland Security is ordering federal agents at U.S. airports and other ports of entry to observe everyone coming into the country for potential signs of Ebola infection. Also at SRNNews.com, an appeals court ruling that legalized so-called same-sex marriage in Idaho and Nevada has been put on hold. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the order a little more than 1 hour after Idaho filed an emergency request for an immediate stay. New U.S. light airstrikes near the Syrian border town of Kobani are helping Kurdish fighters push back ISIS fighters just a day after it appeared that the terrorists were on the verge of seizing the town. Updating Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 19 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 4, and the S&P 500 Index is off a fraction. This is SRN News.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Vietnam is trying to determine the fate of one of its oil tankers. A vessel vanished last week in the South China Sea.
The Vietnamese-registered vessel Sunrise 689 departed from Singapore last Thursday, carrying more than 5,000 tons of petroleum. Vietnamese officials say contact was lost around 40 minutes later. They have ruled out technical faults, the ship is only 2 years old, and weather as possible causes for the disappearance, and are now looking at piracy. Dozens of vessels have been attacked this year in the same region by pirates who are after the cargoes rather than holding the crew and ship hostage.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head. Venezuelan police have raided a building occupied by presumed members of a pro-government militia. Authorities say five people were killed. Among the dead, a well-connected leader of a militia group that's aligned with the socialist government. Police moved in before dawn to arrest what authorities say is a gang that was responsible for multiple homicides. SRN News. The government's being asked to strengthen warnings on an anti-smoking drug manufactured by Pfizer.
Public safety advocates are petitioning the Food and Drug Administration to expand Chantix's boxed warning of potential side effects like mood changes, depression, hostility, and suicidal behavior. The group say that the label should be expanded to include risks of blackouts, convulsions, and other problems reported in some patients. At the same time, the makers of Chantix are preparing to argue that the bolded warnings should be removed from the medicine's label. Pfizer says it has conducted several studies that show no link between Chantix and suicidal behavior. Lindy Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
The United Nations says at least 331 deaths have been reported in eastern Ukraine. This since last month's ceasefire deal between Russian-backed separatists and government troops. More details at SRNNews.com.
Okay, lunch is over. Now back to work.
Hiya, Mr. Flintstone.
Greetings, Rocky, my boy. Pack of Winstons, please.
Oh, you like them Winston cigarettes. So, Mr. Flintstone?
But of course, they really got something.
You bet your life. Folks who really enjoy smoking know it's what's up front that counts. And that's where Winston steps out ahead of the crowd with their exclusive filter blend. Choice golden tobaccos, specially selected and specially processed for filter smoking.
Hold it, hold it.
And what you mean?
What are you pitching Winstons at me for? You know I never smoke nothing else.
Just practicing, Mr. Flintstone. Flintstone. Everybody knows that
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Yeah.
See you soon, Rocky.
The Flintstones has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
From time to time, we have very important guests who we believe to be very important guests due to their busy schedules. We'll do a pre-recorded segment, and we're going to pre-record this, but it won't really matter too much to the listener. But I guess for the interest of disclosure, we're pre-recording this on this Tuesday, October 7th. We're playing it back on Tuesday, October 8th. And it's with my next guest, Dr. Robert Duncan. He's the author of Project Soul Catcher, Secrets of Cyber and Cybernetic Warfare Revealed. And his most recent book is How to Tame a Demon, a Short Practical Guide to Organized Intimidation, Stalking, Electronic Torture, and Mind Control. He has been on numerous radio shows, including this one, actually. He participated in the Mind Control Marathon a few months back, and hopefully will participate in our future one that we have being planned as we speak. But he's done a lot of radio interviews exposing mind control research atrocities being done on the human race by the U.S. government in order to improve their techniques. And Mr. Duncan was on Jesse Ventura's show, Conspiracy Theory, on the Brain Invaders episode. His research interests include creating Manchurian candidates and super spies using cybernetic hive minds. He is a researcher of bioeffect of electromagnetic weapons for well over a decade, and his activism is focused on plausible denial, torture, interrogations, the creation of programmed assassins, and other mind control techniques. And he joins me now on the Pete Santilli Show. Mr. Duncan, thanks for taking the time out and coming back on. I really appreciate it.
Yes, well, thank you, Pete. I appreciate you inviting me back on your show, and I always accept an opportunity to try to enlighten the public on what is going on behind the curtain to expose the wizard.
You know, I think the most important thing I can do in this second visit with you, the first time when we did the mind control marathon, I was in the very beginning stages of learning and understanding the technology that was being used to experiment on a group of individuals that call themselves targeted individuals. Now, I've learned a lot since then. And this is where I'd like to start the conversation off. I think it's really important for our listening audience to hear directly from you what I may have learned. And if you can just validate what I've learned, is that this experimentation over many, many decades has allowed our government, and it's well documented too, by the way. I've taken a look. We'll talk about these CIA documents that I've seen recently from the 50s, where the CIA experimented with brainwashing techniques. But now the technology exists to where they're now ready, after understanding the human being with the targeted individuals that they've worked with over decades. I think they're now taking this to the next level, and that's to take their mind control techniques to the greater population. Is that not what's taking place right now in the world, that we are now under a massive mind control project?
Yes, and you know, you're spot on, and this operates at many levels, from the individual, understanding the individual mind, and the brain has been deciphered, behavior modification, and you were correct in saying this has been explored at least since 1950s, if not much earlier. In fact, I'm proud to say that I'm from Idaho, where the church hearings, Senator Frank Church, started in the 70s an investigation on a project called MK Ultra. And you can read about this on the internet. This is all documented, that the CIA was performing mind control experiments on innocent civilians throughout the United States and probably other places in the world. They claim they shut it down, and this is simply untrue. It just went underground, and the national security password is used constantly, so that the public cannot know that this is going on. This is really domestic terrorism, and it's unfortunate for those targeted individuals that they were selected. They always want to know why. Why was I selected? And it's, in most cases, it's random, and you have to do a random subsample of all different cultures, all different languages, all different groups for the database. But there is an outlying factor in the patterns that if you are a government whistleblower or you're a dissenter or you're a peace protester, that you will be put on these lists for experimentation using mind control. And unfortunately, the type of programming that is most common is called Monarch mind control programming, which involves a lot of torture. Now, people think of torture, pulling out fingernails or teeth and electroshock or waterboarding, but this kind of torture is high tech. It causes just as much trauma, if not more, to the individual that's experiencing it. But the final outcome is supposed to split the personality, make them submissive. A whole slew of experiments that they're doing, and initially when MKUltra was around, they were trying to use drugs to create a disassociated state. Now they can use torture to create that disassociated state and then reprogram it. So I encourage your listeners to look up Monarch mind control programming to get a better understanding of how it's actually done. And it's 100% true. And it's funny, in the United States, we say, you know, the torture report is supposed to come out, and CIA, of course, redacted it all, so it's unintelligible. But even the Chinese water torture was called the Chinese water torture, and that's just one drop of water every 3 seconds on the forehead. That can, something that's repetitive can be used as a torture. Mm-hmm. So we can get into more details about the techniques that the government's using, but they're so cleverly covering it up that Most people won't believe that it's actually happening. And, you know, I imagine 30 years in the future, there'll be a president that says, oh, I'm sorry, it turns out we were doing this to, you know, a few thousand of our citizens. You know, and that's what they do, you know, Tuskegee experiments, for example.
And send apology letters, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
And they'll send apology letters saying we're very sorry.
Letters of the people that are already dead and the family members, you know, of the survivors. But that's why can't we stop it now? Why can't we expose this now is the question.
Yep. Now there have been, and this is going to be a two-part question here. This is something that I've learned since the last time I spoke with you. I've come across some documents that were revealed by Freedom of Information Act requests. So this is factually correct that the Central Intelligence Agency, and you speak of, you know, torture. Tell me if I'm correct in assuming this, that they experimented with physically sitting a subject down, torturing them physically to remove their personality, to insert another one, almost in a, you know, in a schizophrenic way, to separate those personalities, to keep them separate and activate that second one with a special code to get essentially their Manchurian candidate to perform assassinations, terrorist acts, sexual favors, and so on and so on. Isn't that true what they were doing way back then?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is all documented, as you said. And unfortunately, it was against those people's wills that they do it. They can do it now in a different, you know, with different technology. But the idea is the human has a breaking point, how much pain they can withstand and duration of pain. And we see this with children that are abused. They will repress their memories. But this can be done to even adults, that they will disassociate. Their personality literally gets split before of what they can handle as reality and what they can't. And so they escape. And these splits, they can be split again and again. So you can create what's called multiple personalities. Each one can be programmed, you know, on the most part, I mean, there's a success level of certain keywords that will trigger them to go into that mode. And this is, you touched on how programmed assassins are created. And the great thing about programmed assassins, one, you don't have to pay them because, you know, you've done this to them illegally and against their will. And they will pass a polygraph if they're caught. I didn't do this, but we have videotaped of you doing it. They will have no recollection that they actually did it.
And a lot of these mass murderers and shooters that we hear about at these events, they typically are in a fog and don't really know or recall what has happened to them. It seems that they have that same signature. Now, you know, when we come back from this break, my next question is, the purpose of the torture is to essentially, as I understand it, subject an individual to trauma to get their regular personality that normally wouldn't perform these functions to essentially just hibernate in your body so that they can bring in that new personality. It's to inflict trauma. So let's talk about that when we come back. And also, do they now have the technology to do this, to traumatize and to torture remotely? Vile telemetry. I want to talk about that when we come back from the break with Mr. Robert Duncan. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. you're like most people, you want to feel younger, look younger, and have more youthful energy. A revolutionary product called Protandim was developed by a scientist named Dr. Joe McCord. And when people try this tiny little yellow pill, within days they discover why Dr. McCord has been given the same award as scientists such as Nikola Tesla, Alexander Graham Bell, Henry Ford, and Orville Wright. Like each of those scientists, his work will literally change the world we live in. Protandim can reverse the damage caused to your cells over time and revitalize your youthful energy and vitality back to when you were in your 20s. Here's our promise. Go to GMNAntiAging.com. Try Protandim for 30 days. And when that very special day comes, as it has with so many people who have tried it, you will place your next order. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. If Protandim has not totally revitalized your life, we'll give you your money back. No questions asked. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the magic pill we've been waiting for, and it's available by going to GMNAntiAging.com. That's GMNAntiAging.com.
You've heard the commercials for years. You've wondered. You've hesitated. You didn't order. When the doctor visits pile up, you react in fear. Why not take the test? Life Change Tea. This tea works like no other. There is no competition. Our tea will help you with your health goals for about a dollar a day. Let us help you obtain good health. Lose a little weight. Feel more energy. Watch things in your body change for the better. People have called the company with tears of thankfulness. But remember, you can have no results unless you order. And when you get your results, let us know. Read our testimonies from everyday people. Ready to order? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. The time to act is now. Don't let the years be wasted. Enjoy life the right way, healthy. Remember, the tea won't work sitting on the shelf. Order today at getthetea.com.
To time, we have very important guests who we believe to be very important guests due to their busy schedules. We'll do a pre-recorded segment, and we're going to pre-record this, but it won't really matter too much to the listener. But I guess for the interest of disclosure, we're pre-recording this on this Tuesday, October 7th. We're playing it back on Tuesday, October 8th. And it's with my next guest, Dr. Robert Duncan. He's the author of Project Soul Catcher, Secrets of Cyber and Cybernetic Warfare Revealed. And his most recent book is How to Tame a Demon, a Short Practical Guide to Organize.
08-0408. The time to act is now. Don't let the years be wasted. Enjoy life the right way, healthy. Remember, the tea won't work sitting on the shelf. Order today at getthetea.com.
Okay, I'm back with Mr. Robert Duncan, and my question had before the break was, is the purpose of inflicting torture upon an individual just to cause their personality to, I'm using the term, to kind of hibernate and just go away and then to insert that new personality? And you said that they could fracture their personalities many different times. Is that true, what they experimented with back in the 50s? And now, can they inflict torture upon their targeted individual remotely?
Yes, it's really an incredible technology, and it's not just technologies. It's the psychological warfare. I mean, they have been perfecting this for a long time. They're not going to give it up. You know, we accuse the Chinese of having it, or the North Koreans. But this has been going on for a long time. And, of course, the United States is the best at it, you know, military techniques and intelligence. So there are people throughout history you got to wonder about. The Hinckley or, you know, the guy who killed Kennedy or the guy who killed John Lennon or the guy who was a Harvard grad like myself, the Unabomber. Or the Navy Yard shooter. I mean, the Navy Yard shooter is the most obvious example because he actually wrote my ELF weapon. And the mass news media pretended they didn't know what ELF weapon meant. And you can Google this. This was part of my field of study. But this is a extremely low frequency weapons that interfere with the brain patterns of an individual. And so you can create these people to commit crimes. Now, a lot of what's going on is they don't care how these, I call them psychobombs or programmed assassins, who they kill, because they're trying to create chaos in society. And my guess is, what purpose does that serve? I thought the U.S. government's trying to save lives, but no, that's not the way politics works. That's not the way power structures work. They want to take away gun rights of the individuals. And so if they can scare the public that there are too many unstable people in society, it's better that no one has guns, they will do it. And if you look throughout history, all of the civilizations that have done this, taken away gun rights, well, they become fascist very quickly and totalitarian. So it's a very dangerous thing to allow happen. And it also gives them the right to, you know, scare the public into, we need the Patriot Act. Give away your right to privacy, the NDAA or whatnot, the other act. And in fact, I heard the UN today announce something similar to the Patriot Act that all nations are going to agree upon, that the NSA can spy upon all nations, and this is for the good of humankind. Well, no, it's not. It's for total control. It's for absolute control. And who controls the politicians? Well, we already know that, you know, they're bought out by the richest people. And so we never, living in a binary thinking system in politics, Democrats or Republicans, doesn't help us. You know, we're taught that since an early age. A sports team, sporting events, care about one team over another team. And then that kind of evolves to adulthood. And unfortunately, you're going to get the same team either way. It just it gives you a false sense of democracy. One ply toilet paper, two ply toilet paper. Neither thing is going to work.
You know, I don't know if you can. Well, you can only speculate who the men are or the women behind the curtain that are driving this agenda. But let me bring something up. I find, and I've found to be very, very interesting, is that some of these, well, I'm concerned about the whistleblowers that have access to what's going on. They cannot come forward because they're signing, you know, very, strict non-disclosure agreements. But I'm also discovering that they're not only coming forward for legal reasons, but additionally, some of these people, lower level scientists, are actually disappearing. Once they're done with them, they actually wipe them off the face of the planet. Isn't this factually correct that in history, dating all the way back to the Nazis, they've always done that to the lower level scientists, that they actually kill them so that they won't reveal these secrets?
Yeah. It's unfortunate. You know, I'm a very patriotic American, and to see the parallels between Nazi Germany and my own country. And it is true, if you look at the mid-level to lower-level scientists in most of the Navy or DARPA contractors that leave the agency, that they die of unusual causes, I mean, in very young. And the Nazis used to do that. They would basically say, okay, the two head scientists, you get to continue on to a new project. We don't want any leaks. And they would just take machine guns out and kill all the rest of the scientists. And it does appear that I've seen quite a few articles on it, that the UK and US are doing something similar.
If not, some of them suiciding. And we know that if they have control over even those individuals, they might even program them to commit their own suicide.
Yes, no. In fact, that's part of the brainwashing and torture and mind control program. is you, I'm assuming you were one of the handlers, you have an objective, and ideally you want the person to commit an act of violence against another specific target and then kill themselves.
We'll be back with more Robert Duncan here momentarily.
Around the world, 24/7, everyone's listening to the Guerrilla Media Network.
Thanks to medical breakthroughs in science and surgery, there are many ways to stop the aging process we see on the surface. And now, because of the award-winning work of Dr. Joe McCord, there is a way to turn back time deep inside the cells that cause us to start aging in the first place. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing. Bad for the body, leading to disease, malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging, the slow progression of oxidative stress. As our cells burn the food we eat, they also release toxic chemicals called free radicals, a revolutionary product called Protandim activates enzymes which not only neutralize but eliminate free radicals and slow genes associated with aging and bring you to a more youthful state of health. Protandim, the fountain of youth in a tiny yellow pill, available at gmnantiaging.com. That's gmnantiaging.com. To learn more about the only product clinically proven to reduce oxidative stress by 40% within just 30 days, satisfaction guarantee, go to gmnantiaging.com.
Hello. This is Tahiti Joe, the maker of Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces and the Maui Pepper Company.
The saga of Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces is a very tasty story. Tahiti Joe went exploring the South Seas for the spices and was easily sidetracked, but don't tell his lady.
Then, after a few months, Tahiti Joe blended a beautiful array of spices with clam juice and honey.
It had a sweet tropical flavor, and with the heat of the peppers, it reminded him of the islands.
Tahiti Joe had to name the new sauce, and Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces was born. Try it as a chicken wing sauce,
barbecue, marinade,
or use it to create a delicious Polynesian Mary.
So visit www.tahitijoeshotsauces.com today to satisfy your cravings for
tropical taste sensation.
www.tahitijoeshotsauces.com. After the Fukushima disaster, people rushed to protect themselves from radiation poisoning with potassium iodide. Unfortunately, since then, beer potion salesmen rode the plume and sold products which do absolutely nothing to rid the body of harmful radiation after a nuclear disaster. Scientists are now admitting that Fukushima's cesium-137 levels are 50% higher than they originally thought, and the cancer-causing radioactive isotope, which will contaminate our soil for the next 200 to 300 years, cannot be removed from the human body with iodide-based products. Developed by food science researcher Mike Adams, this patent-pending proprietary formula of zeolites and other ingredients called cesium eliminator helps support your body's natural elimination of lethal cesium isotopes. Go to radiationdefender.com to learn more and order your emergency supply of the most effective radiation eliminator on the market today. If you've ingested cesium-137, you are irradiating your body from the inside out. Throw away your potassium iodide and replace it immediately with cesium eliminator.
Life Change Tea. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Find out why so many people reorder this product. The results will blow you away. If you have health problems and need help, order Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. If it didn't work, no one would reorder. We sell a one-year supply at a discounted rate. 2 8-ounce glasses a day helps keep sickness away. Read the numerous testimonies of how thousands and thousands have been helped by drinking Life Change Tea. Many talk show celebrities are not only talking about the tea, but using it. Feel good, lose a little weight, and enjoy your life at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You can also call our friendly staff at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. All natural, USA, no caffeine, great tasting detox drink. Join the leaders who have taken control of their health. GetTheTea.com.
Okay, as we come back, I want to remind you I'm back live right now. Robert Duncan is joining us. I did a pre-record because of his schedule. This is an important segment. And also remember that Robert Duncan will be joining us for the Mind Control Marathon that we're putting together. It's going to be power-packed, especially with what we've learned since we had the first Mind Control Marathon. So Mind Control Marathon 2 will be broadcast. You'll be hearing about those dates here coming up. But now let's go back to Robert Duncan. And I'm just going to stutter step a little bit because I screwed up with the recording. That's okay, though. You guys are steak and potatoes. You understand. Here we go.
Or discredit them as being crazy.
Yes.
And put them in jail, and then no one will listen to them again. And these are the tactics that are being used. But I actually think the suicides that we read about aren't real suicides. Those are just set up. The CIA is known to be one of the best agencies for this, but there are a lot of black op agencies, and you just make it look like a suicide, then people don't question it.
That's unfortunate. We're gonna take a short break. Come back for one more final segment. Stay right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Like to talk about
is two things. Number one, these are crimes being committed against humanity. I have come to know very closely some individuals that are considered targeted individuals. I feel very compassionate towards their cases. I believe them. I understand the technology. And then secondly, let's talk. Let's conclude this segment, Mr. Duncan. I want to know from you what this mind hive thing that they're working towards. And let's talk about their end game objective as soon as we come back from this break. Stay right there.
Around the world, 24/7.
Robert Duncan. I mean, it's
we're speaking.
You know, no matter how you slice it or dice it, it's happening covertly, but ultimately, as we're learning about what they've done, dating all the way back to the Nazis, I mean, these are crimes against humanity. The military-industrial complex, the intelligence services are perpetrating these crimes against humanity. Will anybody ever be held accountable for this stuff? Now, that's the first part of my question. Secondly, we have a bunch of victims of mind control technology that don't know how to articulate what's happening to them. And they're easily marginalized just by being called crazy. They actually, in fact, will bring them to an insane asylum. Ultimately, if they speak out too loudly, they'll end up in the court system, get taken away by the men with the white coats. But these are crimes against humanity. There's no doubt about it. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, it's worse. I mean, this is secret torture, a silent Holocaust, if you will. And how I think this is going to play out is, for example, Obama just sponsored the Brain Initiative. Bush had the Year of the Brain, but they're investing money into this research. And it's funny, when I was working for people I can't say, BRAIN stood for Biometric Recognition and Identification Network. Now it means something else. But what will happen is we'll pretend in about 20 years we just invented the technology. So all those people that were complaining with the tinfoil hats, that couldn't have been true. Well, unfortunately, the technology that the average person knows about is 50 years behind. And this technology not only can be used on the individual, but it can be used over population. So back in the 70s, there was a colonel in, I want to say, the Air Force Intelligence Agency that came forward and said the Soviet Union is bombarding the United States with these microwave signals. And so we started doing it to them. And they said they were psychotronic signals. Psychotronic means affecting the mind through electronics. And it was meant to calm us as a population. Well, what a great political control tool. And it's only gotten more sophisticated since then.
You know, their entry into experimentation with this technology is always, you know, for some good purpose. And then through their compartmentalization, they start to develop these technologies. People, scientists aren't really fully realizing what the end game is as they're working at that, you know, on that compartment or that part of the project. But somebody at the top is obviously putting this stuff together
putting
and advancing
the pieces together. And that's so true. I remember I was in a secret NATO biz, and I was working on a bug, which I actually fixed to track the Soviet nuclear submarines for the artificial intelligence portion of it. And the admirals from around the nations joke that we got Congress to pay for this multi-billion-dollar system to track whales. So anytime you have a military application, you have to go to the public and say, look at all the good that's going to happen. We're going to help paralyzed people walk again. We're going to help autistic children. We can cure color blindness or blindness. But the more devious aspects of it is always warfare first. It's always about creating the super soldier.
Yeah. Now, we talk about the technology, and we talk about, now I'm talking about the fact that they're ready to take what they've experimented with these targeted individuals for many decades now. Now they're ready to take this to the greater population, the entire planet, all humans on the planet. They've been able to tap into, you know, through biotelemetry, remotely speak to just about every human being because we each have a signature. Do they have the ability? And during the break, we were talking about, and please pardon me if I misspeak, is it called hyper gain technology now to where they can actually control an entire population? With a specific technology, is it hyper gain? Is that what it was referred to as?
Yeah. Okay. You're mentioning two different terms.
Yes.
One is cyber hiding, mm-hmm. which the CIA has been saying for a long time, and it has many different purposes. One of them is swarm theory. How do you get troops at the speed of thought to act like ants or bees and have a common target, and be able to communicate at the speed of thought. So that's one aspect of it. Hyper game theory is something that they're testing on TIs. TIs want to know, why am I being targeted? Why am I being put through these ringers? And this is kind of evil, but if you ever saw the movie War Games, where the AI program tries all these different simulations and determines it's mad, it's mutually assured destruction. Mm-hmm. There is no winning solution in nuclear warfare. Well, they're doing something similar. It was invented, and he won a Nobel Prize by a man named John Nash. They made a movie about him called The Beautiful Mind, but they tried to make him look crazy. He worked for the NSA. And he came up with an idea that there is a higher optimum. So in business, well, the military took that and runs these simulations of world domination strategies. Now, for cybernetic hyper game theory, I know it's a lot of words start together. They're trying to figure out how people think they can get out of this torture game. So people often will go to the police or the FBI or go and try to sue, you know, the United States government, and they think they can get out of the torture that way. But this is part of the game. They want to see every move a person will make and how they will block it. So it gets very complex, and hyper game theory even goes into cyber warfare, how you attack a computer and how the defenses of the computer are going to react. And it's a probability matrix. But I encourage your readers to look up hyper game theory to understand just how complex this game of manipulating the population and people's emotions,
you know,
and their belief system has become.
The light just came on, because if you look at how they've treated the public through the media, through politics, aren't those same methods applied? Even in social media, they put out a news article or there's a false flag attack, and then they analyze how we naturally respond to those fabricated events. That way, the next one, the bigger one, they'll be able to, you know, they'll be able to install the Patriot Act, for instance, and they know how the population is going to respond. And that's why we have this incremental nudging towards something much bigger every single time, isn't it?
You got it. You're right on there.
Wow.
And, they call them, exercises, warfare exercises, yeah, or whatnot. But, that's exactly how it works. And it's to shock the population, see what shocks to the system. And the shock to the population, let's say it's a financial crash or something else, creates a traumatizing event. So you're actually traumatizing an entire population, not just the individual.
Well, listen, I'm going to invite you on for, that's all we have time for right now, and I thank you very much for taking the time out this time, but I'm going to invite you on for the next Mind Control Marathon. We'll be able to spend more time if you'll accept.
Yes, absolutely. Fantastic. I enjoy talking with you, Pete.
Thank you so much, Mr. Duncan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right after this break with more of the show. We'll carrying on right after this.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here talking to you about the immune system.
Okay, and guess what? We're back now. We're not going to take a break. We're going to go directly. Let's see. We're going to go directly to carry on with the show. I'm going to invite Susanna Cole back on. You know, it's a pre-record. I screwed that one up, so that's okay. But we still got the information out there. We got the full interview with Bob Duncan out there. It was an important one for many different reasons. Now, if I could, Susanna, I'm gonna recap some stuff here, and I'm gonna express the importance of us exposing this technology, exposing in a way that I think is responsible. For instance, when we tell our listening audience that not only does the technology exist, but the experimentation has gone on for decades. The Central Intelligence Agency has been experimenting. Well, actually, you know what? Let's go all the way back to Nazi Germany. What kind of human experimentation took place back in Nazi Germany? What did they do to human beings to see about, you know, pushing them to the limits of what they can take? For the purposes of what? Of control, as he said, it's all for the purposes of perpetrating war, right?
Well, in Germany, it was a lot about torture and, of course, a lot about developing drugs and things like that, especially. I think it went more to the drugs that you like in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But torture's always been a big, you know, a big way of breaking people, breaking a person's mind.
Well, this is the way I understand it. And tell me if you understand it the same way. I understand that the purposes of torture is really to take your personality, who you are, what's in your soul, and getting it to run and hide and suppress it, make it go away. And you don't even know that it's happening, and then have your personality replaced with something that's more desirable to them. They know by inflicting torture upon you, your personality will shut down and it will hibernate. And then that's the opportunity for them to insert another personality. And he says that there's multiple layers. They can actually put multiple personalities inside of you and then activate it at their will. Okay. Through hypnosis and things like that. Now, that was experimented with, and we know it's documented. The CIA has actually provided documentation in a Freedom of Information Act request. In fact, we're going to provide links to all of those documents in this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not conspiracy theory.
No, it isn't.
But that's the most important thing that I can convey here. What we're talking about is not for the purposes of making good radio. In fact, I would much rather not be covering this topic. I would much rather that this reality does not exist. But it does. And you as a people, sometimes, even with stuff that's presented to you, we talk about, things like the Boston Marathon bombing. We talk about the Oklahoma City bombing. We talk about all of these conspiracy theories, and it is just so what is it called when you just cannot handle the truth? at all. You just can't even fathom that the government would be doing such bad things to humanity. And you just shut down.
What's that
term called?
Cognitive
dissonance, isn't it?
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Well, that's more like when you hang on to a belief, like if you're a libertarian or a Republican or whatever, or and you hang on to that belief system so much that it's harmful to yourself. But yeah, you could apply it in this. Yeah, you could. But you know, I was looking. He said, remember President Bush had the year of the brain. Well, I didn't know that. So I looked it up, and actually in 1990, he proclaimed it the decade of the brain, where they were going to do mass research and open up resources to scientists. And this is exactly what Dr. Duncan is talking about here. On the surface, it looks innocent and it looks like a really, really good thing. And of course, they do find out a lot about how the brain functions as technology advances. But the problem is also what he said. If you remember what Dr. Duncan just said, he said the first thing they use it for, all of their discoveries for, and all of their knowledge that they learn about the brain is for warfare. Remember that. You know, so in 1990, Bush proclaimed it to be the decade of the brain. Obama has said that it's going to be all about brain mapping. And these guys signed proclamations for this stuff to happen. And then just this week, I think just a couple of days ago, the Nobel Prize was given to two scientists who discovered the GPS tracking in our brain. It's what keeps us oriented. It tells us that we're on the right track, we're going in the right direction. And these guys won the Nobel Prize for that. And they're talking about how they're going to use it to help dementia patients, Alzheimer's patients, you know. But just think about this, you guys. It, in the hands of our government to be used in warfare, how disoriented they can make people. They can make people so disoriented. And don't forget what Dr. Duncan just said, too, that even though it appears that these things are just being found, they're really 20 and sometimes 50-year-old technologies. And they're just bringing them to light for us. They've known about these things for a long, long time.
I believe these are crimes against humanity. Mm-hmm. That's all they are. It can't be described as anything but that. And the U.S. government is leading the charge. And, who cares what Russia was doing, right? They were doing these experiments. And I guess that's how they got into the whole thing, is they had to counter it by doing our own experiments. And we were going back and forth. And you know what? It has spun so far out of control. The one thing that we're going to do here on GMN is to expose it. We have talked. We've learned. Actually, Kenny's the one. He actually tells me flat out that he wanted to backdoor me to educate me on this mind control technology. He says that he backdoored me, on the show, believe it or not, on the network, by having some people on Chief Kessler's show. And he wanted to get this information to me. So he had a strategy. And he came to me. And guess what? My life has changed for the better ever since, because I've learned about something I never knew about until Kenny from Michigan brought it to me. Okay? Right. So then, I have spent so much time with targeted individuals. And it wasn't until yesterday, that I found out from talking to Bob Duncan that, why are these people targeted? Is it because they're crazy and they're perfect subjects for it? No, this stuff actually drives these people to the point to where they appear to be crazy, but they're not. They're so intelligent. They do so much research on themselves and what's happening. They're very, very passionate. But you know what? They're just steak and potatoes people. They really, really are. All of the targeted individuals I've ever met, and we're talking from every race, creed, and color. It is a broad range. And yesterday, Robert Duncan said it has to be random, because for them to have total control of the entire population, right, they have to do a sampling from each, because we're all built different genetically, correct?
Right.
So that's why these people come from You know, there's intelligent people. There's not so intelligent people. There's well-educated people. It doesn't matter. It's all random. These targeted individuals that have come to me don't know how to communicate this stuff. They really don't. The majority of them don't. They're just steak and potatoes. They're not radio talk show hosts. They're not investigative journalists, right? The majority of them are not. They're just basic down-home people that know that something's happened to them. Thankfully, they found out that something has happened to them, and they're coming forward. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're now, as Susanna said, this technology is 20 to 50 years old, all right? We've come so far past even what has happened to the targeted individuals, and now they are literally speaking to remotely, telemetrically. They're speaking to the entire population to control us. I mean, I'll prove to you that they have absolute control over us. Look at how many people will show up to protest for Sergeant Tamarisi. Mm-hmm. I mean, human beings, if they find out about what's happening to Marine Sergeant Tamarisi, human beings will get up off their butts and go out and be outraged. You know, in most other countries, they would, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. Here in the United States, how many people will show up to a Sergeant Tamarisi protest at the Tijuana border?
Yeah, not many.
Okay. And it's not because, well, it's only because it was on GMN and therefore it didn't reach the masses. No, you know what? People will spread information. I mean, look how quickly a video can go viral on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Look at how quickly ours went viral on YouTube.
Right.
On we were the fastest to reach 1 million clicks on YouTube of any other video, the Ranch Riot video. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, I did.
So when people want to grab a hold of something, now Bundy Ranch caught them off guard. They didn't know, I guess, what the code was to get people to not respond to, Clive and Muddy, right?
I truly do believe that. I think that's something that really caught them off guard.
It caught them off guard, and we snuck up on them. And what happened thereafter? Now, this is back to my point, okay? They have control over our minds, okay? And Robert Duncan touched on something that really made things click for me. And guess what it was?
What's that?
He said the mind hiving, okay? They've been trying to figure out how to get, let's say, an army to react at the speed of thought, okay? And what does that remind you of?
Didn't that happen in the first... one of the first Gulf conflicts, like in 2003, right? Didn't the Iraqi army just lay down their weapons?
Yeah, just
and came in mass to turn themselves in.
Yes, they did. They lost the. They were literally programmed, deprogrammed, to have a will to fight. Okay, so here's another thing for the people that are on our side. Picture a flock of birds, okay, a flock of geese, that instantaneously they can all turn at the speed of thought, right?
Right.
And flock together. That mind hiving, that's what they're attempting to do at the speed of thought to get us all in unison in a direction that they want us to go, right?
Insane. Yeah.
Is that a great analogy?
It is, yes.
You know, a herd of gazelles instantaneously shifting all together. And that's what they're doing with us politically, you know, socially. They're trying to, of course, control our desires to defend ourselves. We've become apathetic, right, on so many different levels. Whereas we as a people, human beings, would not normally be apathetic. Unless, of course, we were being controlled to be apathetic. And that's what's happening to us right now. Subtly, through the mainstream media, they've weaponized words, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely.
How many times do you hear a reporter repeat the term extremist and anchor it to, an image of a three percenter?
Oh my gosh.
They've just about brainwashed us with words to believe. The majority of the population has been brainwashed to believe that a 3%er is a dangerous extremist.
Right.
Hasn't it been that way?
It has been.
Okay. We're going to go to a break. We're going to do the top of the hour news break, and then we'll be right back.
Elimination of lethal cesium isotopes. Visit RadiationDefender.com and discover why Cesium Eliminator is designed to stop irradiating your body from the inside out by removing cesium-137, a cancer-causing radioactive isotope which will contaminate our soil for the next 200 to 300 years. After Fukushima, Fear Potion potassium iodide salesman rode the plume and sold products which do absolutely nothing to rid the body of harmful radiation after this nuclear disaster. If you are interested in removing cesium from your body, throw away your potassium iodide and replace it immediately with Cesium Eliminator. Go to RadiationDefender.com and order your supply today.
Due to the recent revelations that in order to fight terrorism, the NSA has been using a secret court order to spy on every single Verizon and AT&T customer, we're launching Operation Everyone Talk Like a Terrorist All the Time. If we all openly discuss terrorist plots in each of our phone conversations, then eavesdropping on those phone conversations becomes pointless. For example, instead of saying, I love you, you could describe a terror attack. The larger the scale, the more you love the person.
Hi, Mom. I just got out of school. Can you pick me up?
I'll be there in 15 minutes. I'm going to use a truck bomb to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge.
I'm mailing anthrax to Pierce Morgan.
Or nonsense about God's will being great could mean affirmative.
Hey, man, they have a 7:30 show, and do you think you can make it in time?
God is merciful and his love is unchanging. Did you already get me a ticket?
Anti-racist is really just code for anti-white. Did you want me to?
Those that don't live by God's law deserve death.
All right, I'm going to set off a pipe bomb at Disneyland.
Flying a Cessna into the Sears Tower.
And those are just a few examples. I'm going to set off a nuke at the MTV Movie Awards.
GMM is giving the finger to the NSA.
We saw he died.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Thomas Eric Duncan has lost his battle with Ebola. SRN's Val Dior in Dallas says Duncan died this morning at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital.
He'd been isolated and receiving treatment since September 28th and was receiving an experimental drug when they say he took a turn for the worse throughout Tuesday.
Duncan, the first Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S., brought the virus with him from Liberia, although he did not get sick until after he arrived in this country. None of those who had contact with him in the Dallas area have shown any signs of Ebola, but they are being monitored. The Obama administration is pushing the nations of the world to do more to help fight Ebola in West Africa.
Some smaller countries are contributing way above their per capita population compared to other countries. But the fact is, more countries can and must step up in order to make their contributions felt.
Secretary of State John Kerry. Also at SRNnews.com, Kurdish fighters defending the Syrian border town of Kobani from ISIS said to be making progress pushing back ISIS fighters thanks to the latest round of U.S.-led airstrikes. Who was that masked man? The FBI wants to know. It's asking the public's help identifying the terrorist hiding behind a black hood in ISIS videos that have been posted online. Bureau asking anyone who may recognize this guy's voice to contact the FBI.
The flames of war are only beginning to intensify. Wallahi, the fighting has just begun.
You think you recognize him? Call 1-800-CALL-FBI, or you can report it online at FBI.gov. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up about 78 points. The NASDAQ ahead 15. The S&P is trading 8 points higher. This is SRN News.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense. Your child will leap ahead, whether they start out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. More at Mathnasium.com or call for a free parent pack. 844-799-5999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-5999. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
Kenya's president is appearing before the International Criminal Court facing charges of crimes against humanity.
The whole premise of the ICC is that the most powerful leaders cannot be above the law. But in prosecuting this president, it's proving to be just so difficult, so many challenges. They've lost so many witnesses. Prosecutor says that they've been bribed or blackmailed or simply disappeared. And now the prosecution has admitted they don't have enough evidence to take this case to trial. And they say it's the Kenyan government's for failing to hand over these documents, so phone records, bank statements, and tax returns.
That's BBC's Anna Holligan in The Hague. The Air Force says an American military jet has crashed in a field in eastern England. The pilot was not seriously hurt. Police say the plane crash burst into flames near Weston Hills in the eastern county of Lincolnshire. 48th Fighter Wing says the pilot ejected and was safe. This is SRN News. The manufacturer of aftermarket floor mats for GM full-size pickups and SUVs, recalling more than 45,000 of them.
The manufacturer says the floor mats are being recalled because they can interfere with the gas pedals. The recall covers Cabela's Custom Fit, Line-X Truck Gear, Rugged Ridge All-Terrain, and Tread Lightly floor mats. The plastic mats fit Chevy and GMC trucks and SUVs from 1999 through 2014. The mats were made from November 1, 2009 to August 27, 2014, and most were sold at O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. The company redesigned the floor mats earlier this year to add an anchor and hook system to fix the problem. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
AT&T will pay $105 million to settle government charges it wrongly billed wireless customers tens of millions through a practice known as cramming. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
All right, guess what, Susanna? I'm gonna do something here. I didn't give you any advance warning, so I just want you to know you need to put your fire suit on.
Okay.
But I'm gonna do this very, very seriously. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Some disturbing things have happened. We talked about the left-right paradigm yesterday. Okay. And dealing with ISIS, whether it be real or not. Okay, I'm seeing some disturbing stuff. I've actually been jumping into the threads for the people that are supporting ISIS. They're getting pretty froggy. It's almost like a gang type of mentality here, where there's people supporting ISIS, supporting Islam, and there's so much pressure through people like Ben Affleck, right? To say, oh, but what about all the other peaceful people? That's racist, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I say F your political correctness, okay? I'm going to call ISIS, and I'm actually going to go to a much broader stroke here. I will support those, quote-unquote, people who proclaim to be peaceful people of Islam, okay? Only when they step forward. Where are they? I don't freaking see them, okay? I think they're too silent in the background. You need to step out and be louder, like I'm about to be. Okay? Because this is what I'm going to say. I have something here in front of me. It's called the Quran. Okay? Ready? Are you there? Here it is. The Quran. I have the, they call this the Holy Quran. All right? And I opened it up because I wanted to find some stuff in there as far as the English translation is concerned. Okay? Here's what we have, ladies and gentlemen. And we have some callers on the line. Okay? Here's what we have, ladies and gentlemen. We have a bunch of people now that are saying that they're going to be coming over. They are coming over the border. And I'm going to play a segment here from a California a congressman who said that he spoke to the Border Patrol. They've actually caught 10 ISIS members coming over the border. That's known to be true. These people are of the Islamic faith. When Barack Obama says that they're not Islamic, okay, this is what they believe. I open this thing up, okay? Here's one of the pages, and we'll do this periodically, okay? This so-called Holy Quran book, okay, says here that Allah is preferred to God. Guess what? Check this out. This is what I say to you freaking Islamic freaking jihadist. This is jihad. I'm tearing this mother effer out of here, okay? This is your freaking Quran. Page by page, I'm going to tear this thing apart, and I'm going to tell you, you want to come to my country and come over the freaking border. My country. You're messing with my God. My God is called God. It's not freaking Allah. Your Holy Quran, I spit on this, and I rub it on pig balls. I'm freaking sick and tired of these politically correct. That's right. I'm stepping on this freaking thing. This stupid Holy Quran thing. Okay? Your Holy Quran, I'm going to spit on it. And this page right here, you can't even tell me, even if you're a peaceful person of the Islamic faith, that that is acceptable in the world I live in. My God is called Allah? No, he's not. He's called God. You're not going to replace that freaking word. And I hereby declare your disgusting, filthy freaking book is my enemy. I'm saying it right now. And I'm not going to be politically correct about it. And page by page, limb by limb, we will tear you apart if you ever come near us. I'm going to tell you that right now. You want to mess with our Air Force veterans and active duty and send out threats on Twitter? You want to send out messages on Facebook? That's your little freaking Twitter jihad. You know what you got coming? You step foot on this pavement in this country and you're going to freaking meet the wrath of my God. And that's not just a left-right paradigm thing, Susanna Cole. Okay? What I just did, I hope sends freaking shudders through every single freaking bone. These people, okay, say, we're not afraid to die. Well, guess what? I'm not afraid to die to defend what I just said on behalf of my God as well. And I say, check mother effing mate. Bring it. And I didn't even check with you to find out whether or not that was going to get me in trouble, did I, Susanna?
Well, no, you didn't. But, you
know. And I'm sick and tired of the political correctness. I'm sick and tired of, oh my God, I can't burn the Quran like I want to do. I can't rub freaking bacon all over it like I want to do. Okay? For the theatrical purposes of pissing off those freaking Islamists. But guess what? I'm sick and tired of seeing this freaking chatter. I'm sick and tired of the Muslim Brotherhood president of the United States still sit there in the White House with people not right. I'm rising up right now in the face of freaking Islam. And that includes you, Louis Farrakhan, you disgusting freaking pig. You need to rise up. If the Nation of Islam is what you say and you're a peaceful people, okay? Then take off that freaking suit that most of the people that you're representing can't even afford to buy anyway. Take off that suit. Wear the regular man's clothes and come out and denounce what is happening with these radical Islamists because it's spinning out of control. Here's my point, okay? This thing is now real. You have people reading this freaking disgusting, filthy crap about Allah being better than God and believing it. And now they're going to come after me. And they're going to come after us. They're going to come after our country. I say it's on like a mofo, okay? We're going to set the difference between Christians and God believers and freaking sand diggers and Quran believers and Allah believers. There's a difference and there's a dividing line, and I accept the left-right freaking paradigm because guess what? I'm on the right side. And they're on the wrong side. That's the freaking paradigm that I'm going to go by. What is right and wrong? Now, can you tell I'm fired up about this?
Oh, I can tell. Yes.
Oh, I am so freaking fired up. Okay. I'm looking at 3%er notifications out here. Okay. I can't go too far here. I don't want to put a target on somebody else's back. 3%ers are perking up right now. Okay. There are jihadists coming over the border right now. They have come over the border. We heard from that congressman. And Susanna, if you want to distance yourself from what I'm saying, you're perfectly entitled to do that. As a matter of fact, everyone can distance themselves from what I said, okay? You can do that. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a whole bunch of people that are coming at us right now that because of this stupid freaking one page that I just tore out, I denounce it, okay? The rest of it, I'm going to get through every single page. Anything I disagree with, I'm going to rub bacon all over it. I'm going to soak my freaking ammo in, what is that stuff called? What did he call it? Here it is. Silver bullet gun oil. Here, let me put it on the screen. You ready? Silver bullet gun oil. I'm going to soak my bullets in freaking silver. I'm going to clean my weapons with silver bullet gun oil. 13% pig fat. Okay? And I'm going to make sure that these mother effers that write stuff in their little holy Quran about having 72 virgins for coming here to cut our throats. Okay? I'm going to make sure I take away their 72 virgins. That's what I'm going to do in my defense. You want to come here and mess with us, man? I'll tell you what. We had a blast. Yes, pun intended. Playing around in the dirt with you freaking sand diggers. But it's on now. Now we're talking about jihad. Okay? These people want to come here and they want to go into our military members' houses. They want to kill them. They want to cut their throats. They're already running around at these mosques. Yesterday, I was so pissed off when I found out. We got callers on the line, by the way. I was so pissed off that Barack Obama sent a message to that freaking mosque. A message on behalf of the American people, Susanna. He's the president of the United States. You know what I say? I spit on that dude. And I say, you better freaking retract that thing. And I'm going to tear out every single page of this freaking book that doesn't agree with what I believe in. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight for what I'm talking about right now. I'm going to fight for it. And I hereby declare all out freaking jihad right now, right here, to defend my God, my country, and my freaking Marine Corps. Right now. And nobody's going to stop me. And you're not going to freaking SWAT team me to shut me up either. You think I'm going to create an international incident by doing this? Huh? Not that I'm that important, okay? But do you remember when the pastor burned the Qurans? That created an international incident, right? Because it wasn't politically correct. Oh, my God. The FBI got involved. They were going to shut. What did they do to that pastor? What did they do to him? He created such a spectacle because of what he believed in. The whole politically correct system went after this guy and almost had him freaking SWAT teamed, didn't they?
Almost, yep.
I wish he could start burning Qurans right now, especially those pages that I absolutely despise, piss on, and rub bacon all over. Allah, we prefer Allah to God? Really? My God's going to kick your Allah's ass. I'm going to tell you that right now. I just said that on video, actually. If you want to see the expression on my face when I said that, you're welcome to see that. I'm not messing around, though. This is a very, very serious thing. I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to be politically correct. And guess what, Susanna? We say, hey, there's a lot of people that are listening to us. You listen and listen very, very closely. I'm taking a freaking stand.
Due to the recent revelations that in order to fight terrorism, the NSA has been using a secret court order to spy on every single Verizon and AT&T customer, we're launching Operation Everyone Talk Like a Terrorist All the Time. If we all openly discuss terrorist plots in each of our phone conversations, then eavesdropping on those phone conversations becomes pointless. For example, instead of saying, I love you, you could describe a terror attack. The larger the scale, the more you love the person.
Hi, Mom. I just got out of school. Can you pick me up?
I'll be there in 15 minutes. I'm going to use a truck bomb to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge.
I'm yelling anthrax to Piers to Morgan.
Or nonsense about God's will being great could mean affirmative.
Hey, man, they have a 7:30 show, and do you think you can make it in time?
God is merciful and his love is unchanging. Did you already get me a ticket?
Anti-racist is really just code for anti-white. Did you want me to?
Those that don't live by God's law deserve death.
All right, I'm going to set off a pipe bomb at Disneyland.
Flying a Cessna into the Sears Tower.
And those are just a few examples. I'm going to set off a nuke at the MTV Movie Awards.
Life Change Tea. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Find out why so many people reorder this product. The results will blow you away. If you have health problems and need help, order Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. If it didn't work, no one would reorder. We sell a one-year supply at a discounted rate. 2 8-ounce glasses a day helps keep sickness away. Read the numerous testimonies of how thousands and thousands have been helped by drinking Life Change Tea. Many talk show celebrities are not only talking about the tea, but using it. Feel good, lose a little weight, and enjoy your life at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You can also call our friendly staff at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. All natural, USA, no caffeine, great tasting detox drink. Join the leaders who have taken control of their health. GetTheTea.com.
You know what? Susanna Cole, you didn't want to talk to me on the back line?
No, I was there.
Oh, you were? I found another page here. It says here, confirming the Book of Law. Okay, no. Whoever is the enemy of Allah and his angels and messengers to Gabriel and Michael, beware! Allah is an enemy to those who reject faith. Really? Guess what? Check this out, okay? Here, let me go back on the screen. You ready?
Yes.
You don't even need to respond to this. I'm going to speak out, and I'm going to speak out once and for all. I am not politically correct, nor will I be. This is a freaking jihad. We got a president of the United States that's sending letters on behalf of the American people to a freaking mosque. And you know what I say to that mosque? This one page right here, not only do I disagree with it, but I'm going to rub it on pig balls. Okay, freaking tear this thing out of here, okay? And I'm going to freaking lube up my freaking guns and ammo with 13% freaking pig fat. Bring it, because I'm taking your 72 virgins. Hold on a second. Let's see what the listening audience says here. Hey, Alex. Alex, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Pete. Hello, Susanna. How are you?
Alex, you know what? I'm bringing you right into a firestorm. Do you have your fire suit on?
Oh, that's good, man. I love firestorms.
Okay. I'm sick and tired of being politically correct. I'm sick and tired. You know how long I've had that stupid Quran sitting there? And I wanted to just take it and burn it. But you know what I did? I'm glad I paused because I wanted to open it up and read it and be so sincere. I'm so sincere about taking this freaking page and getting rid of it. I'm going to tear out every single one of your pages in the Quran that is inconsistent with my God, my people, God, country, and freaking Marine Corps. It's on like a mofo. You want to come to this country and harm us? We will defend ourselves. We will defend ourselves. Oh. They want jihad. We will bring jihad. And you know what? I don't even want to hear, Alex, this thing like, oh, these guys are not afraid to die. Well, guess what? There's a bunch of Marines that are not afraid to die to make sure that we defend everyone around us from what is coming right now over this freaking border. I'm prepared to lay my life on the line for my country, my family, for everyone around me. And everyone better start making a decision. Are you prepared to die, or do you only want to just go on Twitter and send tweets to ISIS?
Oh, you better believe that. But you know what? You know what the thing is? Pete, check this out, man. If you take a look, you were talking about mind control earlier.
Yes.
And I truly believe that this whole Ebola thing that's happening, it's all just to freaking get everybody all freaked out and run to, you know, Big Brother and, you know, and want to, like, have them take care of you. Because if you look at all the articles and all the stuff that when you do research, you can see that the CDC already has the authority to quarantine anyone in America under the following statute.
Hold on a second, Alex. Let me stop you, and please don't take this disrespectfully. The way I'm going to speak to you is the same way I'm just speaking to everyone that sides with what you just said. And I understand what you're saying, that it's a means to get us fearful and to have us cowering. Let me tell you what I'm most fearful of. Yes, if Ebola was handled properly, okay, then you know what we have the system in place. We've got the CDC. They're containing, and there's really nothing to be too fearful of. Yes, it's a dangerous disease, and we need to take proper precautions. Let's set Correct. That aside. Just here's where we need to be fearful. Okay, when you see a bunch of Barack Obama followers with pressure washers out in the front porch of Duncan's apartment complex spraying, and we don't know if it can be spread. But no protective equipment, spraying it with a pressure washer, that is cause for alarm right now. That's a different set of circumstances right now. The way our government is handling it is demonstrating that they want this thing to spread. They're a bunch of freaking idiots.
Exactly. And you know what? And right now in Connecticut, they just declare a state of public health emergency, which allows them to just come and say to you, hey, you know what? We're going to quarantine you. And guess what?
Preemptively.
Connecticut can't even defend themselves because they turned in all their guns.
Yeah, they turned in all their guns, and then now they're preemptively. Susanna, did they not say, you told me this morning in my ear, that they're doing this preemptively before there's even any Ebola?
Exactly, yeah. But you know what? The thing is, you don't even see an Ebola outbreak anywhere in South America, in Ecuador, Argentina. You know, not even in Mexico you see any case of Ebola. How come it's only in the U.S. now? And I think I've seen a couple of cases out in Europe. How come it's only these two countries?
And Alex, here's another thing. This is a good point. We're just we're thinking about this real time. And Susanna, you can comment on this. Okay. Here is yet another example where they use the hype, the fear, the danger to implement legislation preemptively. Okay. We don't even need an Ebola crisis. You know what they're going to do? They're going to say, you know what? We're going to do Patriot Act times three, just in case.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, I heard your show with Naomi, okay, the other day, and it's pretty interesting that, hearing your shows throughout the years and all that stuff, everybody that listens to your shows knows there's going to be some kind of monetary or economical collapse, okay? Now, imagine that if there was a collapse and there was nothing in place, people would just go, you know, anarchy will be all over the place, okay? And it would just be all crazy and shit. But imagine if right now, like you said, this Ebola thing is not handled properly, and you're saying preemptively they're adding all these legislation. Now you have a system in place where this you know, corrupt government could blame the actual disease for the economic collapse, you know, make it, you know, okay, we have to collapse the system where nobody's working there's so many people infected that nobody's being productive.
You're absolutely spot on, because guess what? Because if right now we are in economic collapse, there's no doubt about it. I mean, look at our debt spiraling out of control. It's unsustainable. But here's the thing. Eventually, the whole thing comes caving in. If there were no war, if there was no crisis, if there was nothing else to blame an economic collapse on, guess who we'd be blaming? A bunch of a bunch of guys in suits in Wall Street. Yep. And those guys are saying, oh, my God, when this thing comes crashing down, they're all going to be looking at us. You know what we need? We need some freaking Ebola. Let's whip up some war. And then let's have that cause the economic collapse. And we'll blame it on them. We'll blame it on the jihadis.
Have you seen the videos where the U.S. Army back, I would say like a year or two ago, where they were practicing drills on so-called zombies?
Yep, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. That's right. They've been doing exercises. They did one in San Diego. Yeah.
So what? Just change the word from zombie to Ebola. What do you got? You got the same thing.
That's exactly right, Alex. I loved the call. I loved the discussion. I really did. I got Vinny Boombots on the line. I have other callers on the line as well. I will be getting to all of your calls at 218-862-9829. Susanna, guess what?
What?
The phones blew up.
I bet they did.
I want to hear, is there anybody out there who opposes what I just did? Anyone, please call in 218-862-9829. Any libtards out there? How about from Media Matters? Huh? You bunch of hypocrites over there too.
The day you were born, your brain and your body were in perfect form. From the moment you arrived on the planet, the aging process has taken its toll on each and every one of us. Dr. Joe McCord spent 40 years investigating the science of free radicals and aging, and his work has earned him the prestigious Elliott Crescent Award, an award given to scientists such as Nikola Tesla, Alexander Graham Bell, Henry Ford, and Orville Wright. Dr. McCord's discoveries in how to reduce oxidative stress with a product called Protandim may finally put practical immortality within our grasp. Try Protandim for 30 days, and you will see and feel why this is one of the most incredible discoveries of our lives. Visit GMNAntiAging.com to learn about Protandim and how you can literally change your life in the next 30 days.
Aloha, this is Tahiti Joe, the maker of Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces and the Maui Pepper Company.
The saga of Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces is a very tasty story. Tahiti Joe went exploring the South Seas for the spices and was easily sidetracked, but don't tell his lady.
Then, after a few months, Tahiti Joe blended a beautiful array of spices with clam juice and honey.
It had a sweet tropical flavor, and with the heat of the peppers, it reminded him of the islands.
Tahiti Joe had to name the new sauce, and Tahiti Joe's Hot Sauces was born. Try it as a chicken wing sauce,
barbecue, marinade,
or use it to create a delicious Polynesian Mary.
So visit www.tahitijoeshotsauces.com today to satisfy your cravings for
tropical taste sensation.
www.tahitijoeshotsauces.com.
You've heard the commercials for years. You've wondered. You've hesitated. You didn't order. When the doctor visits pile up, you react in fear. Why not take the test? Life Change Tea. This tea works like no other. There is no competition. Our tea will help you with your health goals for about $1 a day. Let us help you obtain good health. Lose a little weight. Feel more energy. Watch things in your body change for the better. People have called the company with tears of thankfulness. But remember, you can have no results unless you order. And when you get your results, let us know. Read our testimonies from everyday people. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. The time to act is now. Don't let the years be wasted. Enjoy life the right way, healthy. Remember, the tea won't work sitting on the shelf. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
RadiationDefender.com. After a nuclear disaster like Fukushima, you need to eliminate cesium-137 from your body. When cesium-137 travels through the air and contaminates the water, soil will be contaminated for the next 200 to 300 years. And if you take potassium iodide, after you've ingested this cancer-causing radioactive isotope, it's already too late. It's impossible to remove cesium from your body with potassium iodide, and you should return it for a full refund to the vendor who sold it to you. RadiationDefender.com. Developed by food science researcher Mike Adams, this patent-pending proprietary formula of zeolites and other ingredients called cesium eliminator
help support your body's natural elimination of lethal cesium isotopes. RadiationDefender.com. Get rid of your potassium iodide and replace it with the only product on the market which can stop irradiating your body from the inside out. Cesium Eliminator. RadiationDefender.com.
Live from the Overthrow Bunker in Anvima Region 9, you're listening to The Pete Santilli Show.
Okay, I spent a portion of the break talking to Susanna. She has some input, but unfortunately I was, you know, I was just stepping on her with my enthusiasm for tearing out pages in the Quran. So we'll allow Susanna to make some commentary about what I just did. She had no idea what I was going to do. She has something to say. But first, let's go to... What's up, brother? I got a lot of callers on the line here in about 33 minutes to go. What's going on, Vinny Boombatz?
I know why you've done this.
What?
I know why you've done this.
Why?
I know why you put it this way.
Why?
You're Italian. What do you expect?
Frickin' Italian.
Yeah, you know.
Dude, seriously.
Listen,
you know
do
what?
Me a favor. Do me a favor.
Okay.
Next time you got to take a dump, wipe your ass with page 666.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh? Hey, let me go to page 666, see what's on there. Oh, this is, uh-oh, guess what? There's only 374 pages. Oh, shoot. Huh? Hey, dude, listen to me. Vinny Boombatz, tell me the truth, dude. I'm sick and tired of the political correctness, okay? And I'm sick and tired of being paralyzed by the alternative media. They literally have everyone, listeners, and they have hosts, and everybody's off talking about how... Hello? Oh, your phone line sucks. You got to call back in. Let's go to a first-time caller in 386 area code. 386, you got any opposition to what I just did?
Not at all. Thank you for having the spine to stand up and tell it like it is. There's...
Dude.
There's okay. quite an urgency and a threat to the world population.
Yes, sir.
I'm Neil Chevrier, and I'm a whistleblower that's been targeted for 22 years against designer diseases. We actually have frequencies that can be run on the BCX Ultra that you advertise to get rid of Ebola. Mm-hmm. And I also run the research and development department for the Technical Committee of Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance.
Uh-huh.
And the Public Relations Division to let the public know about what's happening. So I really admire you for standing up. Kenny gave me a heads up that you were doing this call with Robert Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Duncan just happens to listen to my song on YouTube called Waves of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all about all the things that the targeted individuals are going through.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we're finding miniature rogue cell towers that the communications industry said they didn't put up.
Mm-hmm.
With $12,000.
Yeah, he's being cut out.
9.4 gigahertz running through people's modems, which is military grade.
Yeah.
We're finding from Barry Trower's research, a classified document of 600 frequencies that map every human function that we can't get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have gotten a hold of is that through the neutral and the ground of people's houses is being run 0 to 50 hertz, causing sleep problems, appetite problems, apathy. There's a whole list that we were able to get for what's happening from one third of a hertz to 50 hertz.
Hey, Neil, you know what? You guys, tell me if you agree or disagree with this. We have limited time here, and I need to go on to more callers. I want you to call in more. I want to cover these topics. We're going to do the mind control marathon in a big, big way. Okay. And by the way, Cynthia McKinney is going to be coming on. She's also aware of mind control, and she's spoken out about it. And she's been, you know, in Congress. And we're going to speak factually to this stuff. But you guys need like a Marie Osmond, like a spokesperson that can come in and translate this stuff to a language that everyone can understand. And you know what? It also needs to be somebody possibly that is not targeted. You know, you really, really. And this is why I say this, is it's so overwhelming. This technology that it's very, very real. This technology is so overwhelming. to the rest of the populace. But hold on one second. Let me finish my statement. You ready? It's so overwhelming to the rest of the population. But guess what? The rest of the population is what even you guys are worried about. It's not like you guys are fighting to protect yourselves and you've been subjected to mind control and there's a small group of people that are victimized. You're speaking out because everyone else it's going to happen to, right?
That is correct. And we've had to actually do an overview that caused me to create a spreadsheet with 35 different topics to give summaries on each topic from everything that's affecting the children in our schools with Wi-Fi to the cell phones and the damage that they're causing people.
Listen, Neil, let me do this. There's just not nearly enough time. We're going to get interrupted by a break. I just wrote down your telephone number. Okay. I'm going to call you offline. I want to get more information from you. I want to learn as much as, you know, as I possibly can from you. We'll talk to Kenny. I'll make sure that Kenny gives me, you said Kenny recommended that you call in. That's a good thing. Cause I trust Kenny with my entire life. So let's talk offline about this stuff. Cause I want to be able to learn more and convey this to guess who, to the population of individuals that this is being done to. Okay. The mass population is now under, a PSYOP. Psychological warfare is being perpetrated upon the American people. We're under a PSYOP. We can't even say freaking Islam without getting trolled. Okay. God forbid, tear out a page of the Quran. We are under a PSYOP. It's under a very complex mind control system to keep us from tearing pages out of the freaking Quran. Whereas a normal human being, when they recognize Islam and that radical Islam for what it is and what it's become, that it's now time to start tearing pages out and resist the temptation that the mind control system is putting upon us. We need to snap the frig out of it. Ben Affleck, whatever the hell his name is. Neil, thank you. I'll talk to you offline, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. All right. I'll tell you what. If people that have been subjected to mind control, Susanna Cole, haven't snapped yet, now they have a person that brought Bob Duncan on and tore out pages of the Quran in the same exact episode. They're going to snap.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go to Pig-Eyed Mule. Pig-Eyed Mule, you got a comment real quick? Pig-Eyed Mule, I got some news to cover. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, you know... That Quran should be used as outhouse toilet paper for the forestry department.
Listen to me. Not the entire Quran, because, you know, not the whole population of Muslims is radical. Only a portion of them. Well, guess what? I'm going to tear out, okay, if you say that only... I'm going to tear out only the radical pages, okay? How about that, Susanna? Does that sound fair?
There you go.
Okay. So not everyone, I'm not against, I'm not anti-Islamic. You can believe whatever it is that you want. But you know what? I'm going to tear out those pages that are radical, that are causing these freaking wing nuts to come running towards my pig fat soaked bullets that I will be defending our country with. Okay. I'm telling you, any one of these mother effing sand digging jihadis steps foot anywhere near anyone that I know in my neighborhood, you know what? I don't even care if you're in Texas. You touch anyone in our military on this soil, it's on like a freaking mofo. I'm going to be down at the local liquor store shutting it down, protesting with my Quran, pages of it, rubbing it in freaking pig fat. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. It's time to stand up. Okay? I am not going to be under the PSYOP anymore. I'm not going to listen to Ben Affleck sit there and defend all of Islam, even despite that religion is promoting radical stuff. You know who I'm going to stand up for? I'm going to stand up for all of the women that have to run around in a freaking burqa, okay? On their behalf, I'm even going to defend them because Islam won't, okay? So we're going to go up against only that radical side of the Quran and tear freaking page by page out.
Thanks to medical breakthroughs in science and surgery, there are many ways to stop the aging process we see on the surface. And now, because of the award-winning work of Dr. Joe McCord, there is a way to turn back time deep inside the cells that cause us to start aging in the first place. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing. Bad for the body, leading to disease, malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging, the slow progression of oxidative stress. As our cells burn the food we eat, they also release toxic chemicals called free radicals. A revolutionary product called Protandim activates enzymes which not only neutralize but eliminate free radicals and slow genes associated with aging and bring you to a more youthful state of health. Protandim, the fountain of youth in a tiny yellow pill. Available at GMNAntiAging.com. That's GMNAntiAging.com. To learn more about the only product clinically proven to reduce oxidative stress by 40% within just 30 days, satisfaction guarantee, go to GMNAntiAging.com.
Hi, this is Pete Santilli.
And I'm Susanna Cole. Let's talk about your short-term bug-out bag.
A bug-out bag is a portable kit that contains the items an individual would require to survive for 72 hours. One for guys, one for girls, and this is what you'll have to have.
Guys and gals both need to pack a first aid kit. Relievers such as aspirin, ibuprofen, and Tylenol. Non-perishable, high-calorie foods, water bottles, and water purification supplies.
Basic cooking utensils, a fire-starting tool, and sleeping bag or a thermal emergency blanket.
Don't forget lighting, a sharp knife, duct tape,
and some extra dry socks and some powerful sunscreen.
Guys, don't forget to grab a condom so you don't get your girl knocked up in the woods. Also pack a transistor radio, police scanner, or shortwave radio to listen for emergency info.
Girls, you need to, of course, prepare a supply of feminine products, sanitary wipes, and extra birth control, especially for you loving Eskimos migrating to romantic bug-out locations.
Of course, everyone should be wearing waterproof, well-worn hiking boots. Do not pack new boots.
This has been a 60-second prepper on the Guerrilla Media Network, reminding you to prepare now
and survive later.
RadiationDefender.com, your source for the Health Ranger's most important product to date, Cesium Eliminator. Developed by food science researcher Mike Adams, this patent-pending proprietary formula of zeolites and other ingredients called Cesium Eliminator helps support your body's natural elimination of lethal cesium isotopes. Visit RadiationDefender.com and discover why Cesium Eliminator is designed to stop irradiating your body from the inside out by removing cesium-137, a cancer-causing radioactive isotope which will contaminate our soil for the next 200 to 300 years. Tashima, Fear Potion Potassium Iodide salesman, rode the plume and sold products which do absolutely nothing to rid the body of harmful radiation after this nuclear disaster. If you are interested in removing cesium from your body, throw away your potassium iodide and replace it immediately with Cesium Eliminator. Go to RadiationDefender.com and order your supply today. And Susanna, you know what I'm going to do, all right? And I'm not going to get into, by the way, my personal stuff for obvious reasons, all right? Because, you know, they'll be attacking them and threatening rape and all those things to my family members if I start talking about my family. But you know what? Through you, Susanna, I'm going to speak to this, okay? You freaking Saudi Arabian freaking dress-wearing pigs, okay, need to allow your women to drive. And you know what? I encourage all Saudi Arabian women to come to the United States, okay? And you submit to our God, because our God lets you drive. Okay?
Right.
On behalf of all women in the entire world, you want to choose to live with a bunch of freaking pussy sand diggers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That won't even let you go freaking bend over and put your butt in the air like the rest of those guys do without their shoes on and kiss the freaking carpet. They want, how many times do you see in a mosque a bunch of women hanging out with those men? Why are they separated? Why is that, Susanna? Where does it say that in this freaking Quran? That's the page I want to turn out. I want to pull out, right? That page that does not respect women as a human being, okay? I encourage women to give up your little la-la-la-la-la-la thing and submit to God and come here to the United States of America, because our God is a much better, kinder, human-loving God. Non-oppressive. You can drive here.
Right. And you get to keep your clitoris.
You get to keep your clitoris. And guess what? If you're a rapist, okay, If you kill your rapist, like what happened in Iran, you're not going to be hung like what's happening in Iran to that woman. Did you know that? Did you know that there's a woman who killed her rapist and she's being hung right now in Iran?
Yes.
In the name of Allah.
That's right.
I absolutely oppose that. And wherever that is, okay, because you know what? We're not totally against the Islamic faith. We're only against those pages that would ever allow what I just described. Because not the entire Islamic faith is a bad thing, right? You can't just broad stroke and say the entire, everyone in the Islamic faith are bad people. Just right now, they need to choose a side and choose wisely, okay? They need to choose wisely. You know why? Because I'm taking a stand, and everyone needs to know, all right? And Susanna, please pardon me, because you've said this. I'm not directing this at you. I'm using what you said, because a lot of people are saying this out there. They're saying, oh, but these people, they're willing to die to go. Yeah, they're willing to die to get their freaking 72 virgins, right? They're willing to die. Sure. Guess what? I'm willing to die to defend the principles that I'm talking about right now. I'm prepared to give my life, okay, not in a suicidal way. I'm talking about in a very defensive way for myself, as well as, guess what else? My fellow human beings here in the United States of America. The women of America. The women that choose to come here and live as a fellow human being, who also have a very important role in society and should not be segregated in prayer. They should join us in prayer. We don't believe in beheadings. We don't believe in your jihad. You people are so brainwashed by this stupid freaking book. Whatever pages are in here, I swear to goodness, I'm going to tear out every single disgusting thing that's in here that would ever allow what radical side of Islam exists. Okay?
Just imagine if Christians across the world
threw my Quran, Bible, by the way. Go ahead.
Took the Bible literally and went back to the old laws in the Old Testament. I mean, you know, where they stoned people for being adulterous and all of those things. You know, these days, Christians, people can call themselves Christians and not follow the the teachings in the Bible. I know lots of people who are not religious per se, but call themselves Christians, you know, and there is a lot of stuff in the Bible that, you know, it's pretty harsh stuff, you know. I mean, look what they did to the man they called Jesus. You know?
Guess what I'm opposed to? I'm opposed to the Christians putting money in a bucket, sending it to the Pentagon, and then going to the Middle East and bombing those neighborhoods, pissing these people off. I'm opposed to that.
Yeah. I saw something out by Ron Paul here. I haven't looked at it yet, but, you know, saying that we can expect some blowback from this. And, of course, he's right about that. He always has been right about that. We kind of poke the hornet's nest and get this all and bring it all on ourselves. I really do believe that. I believe that that's what happens. And, of course, there is an end game, and it's called, you know, one world religion and global governance. That's what all this leads to.
That's right. And you know what? This all leads to me. I'm actually going to buy up the entire stock of Silver Bullet Gun Oil with 13% pig fat.
There you go.
Let's go to Michael from New York. Michael from New York, are you for or against tearing out those radical pages of the Quran? Are you for or against that?
Good afternoon, Pete and Susanna.
Good afternoon.
Pete, I'm all for wiping out the enemy in this country that's keeping our borders wide open, has us caught up in conflicts all throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, just like you said, kicking off natives over there. Hey, I'd be ticked off if they come here and try to harass me and tell me what I can and can't do. I'll chop their heads off, too. And so then you have the enemy that's trying to get Christians to fight Muslims and Christians fight Christians and all that. The enemy residing right there in Israel to get to fight all their battles. They sit back on their lard asses, watch everybody wipe each other out. Then they come in and just take over with their global, international, communist system.
You're right.
With the one world bank and one
now
world
hold,
religion.
Hold
so
on
we
a second.
We got a clean
time
house.
Time out. Hold on a second.
Everybody's excited today.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about this. Just push the pause button. Hold that thought right there, okay? Because you just took basically a big hot mop like those roofers use, okay? A hot mop, and you just hot mopped the whole roof and said, here is the overriding broad stroke approach to taking a look at this, and it causes people to sit back and to not defend themselves. We've lost the will to fight. We must, and this is what I'm trying to do. What you just said is absolutely spot on. But guess what? It has taken away our will to fight and defend our country right now. Because guess what? Everyone's running around in alternative meetings saying, oh my God, ISIS was fabricated. No, you need to be saying, oh my God, it's time for us to arm up. Everyone needs to be encouraging that if ISIS wants to come over the freaking border, okay, regardless of who convinced them to do that, regardless of how it was fabricated, who designed it, we literally have human beings, almost in a robotic, brainwashed fashion, that actually believe that it's appropriate for them to come over the border and kill us. Okay? I have not lost my desire to fight and defend my nation against that. I don't care who told them to come over here and do that. It's just that it exists. It's real, and we must get prepared to defend our freaking country because it's being overrun at the highest levels right now. The president of the United States is sending. Oh, go ahead.
Pete, I'm all in favor of everything you just said.
Yes.
I'm in favor of shutting every kind of invasion coming down, kicking them right the hell out there. Don't belong here. But then the next step is to clean out these damn traitors and foreign agents
yes.
occupying our government on various levels that are permitting all this to come about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. But do you understand my point, though? I want to make absolutely certain that our first and foremost priority is to recognize that what these people believe who are coming over the border, who are literally, they're prepared to, you know, they want their 72 virgins. They're going to blow themselves up to go get whatever it was that they were told. And it was all fabricated. It's all manufactured. And they want Islamic people to come kill Christians. Well, guess what, Christians? Get away from alternative media that keeps telling you to stay on their website and click on documents. And you need to get prepared to defend that Air Force military guy that's starting to receive threats. But can you imagine that this guy has not gotten the support that he deserves? We need to surround his freaking house with militia members with guns saying, you know what? Come on. You want to freaking come harm this family? It's on like a mofo. We will literally blast those freaking sand diggers to a bunch of hamburger meat. If you ever try to harm any one of us on our land.
You know, I have a question for you guys. So, you know, the Christian religion gets attacked in America every day. I mean, seriously, sometimes I look at it and I think, wow, you know, our government and the left wing is really trying to wipe out all existence of Christianity. But, you know, people who are uncomfortable, Pete, with you speaking this way, you know, how can they be comfortable with the burning of the flag, the decimation of Christianity, not being able to say Merry Christmas anymore, not being able to use God in the Pledge of Allegiance, not being able to pray in school, not being allowed to carry your Bible. But if you burn a Quran or rip the pages out of a Quran, you know, you might get visited by our own government for causing an international incident. Isn't that kind of screwed up and backward?
If I may jump in, because
yes.
Susanna, that's exactly where I was going with this, because we Christians,
mm-hmm.
this is a Christian country. I don't want Muslim religion. I don't want the Jew religion. I want the Christian religion established. I want Christmas. I want everything that promotes the sanctity of Jesus the Christ as the Messiah.
Yeah, that's right.
To get back on the top page of this
that's
country.
Right.
And anybody that opposes that is the enemy of this country.
That's right. And this book right here, okay? And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I have freedoms of speech. I have freedom of religion. I have all those freedoms. I will defend my fellow man and woman, especially the women that are oppressed by this book right here. And I'm going to speak out about it while I can. Okay? Because you know what? Freedoms of speech are gone. Because you know how long I've hesitated to do what I just did today? Why? I've held back. Because I didn't want to get shut down on YouTube. Because I didn't want to offend a whole bunch of people. Freedoms of speech are gone because people are hesitating to speak out freely, just like I did today. I did. Do you, whether you agree with me or disagree, do you agree that my freedom to say and do what I just did is important for our survival? I hope so. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining me. Allah Akbar, mother effer.
You observed him smacking well-to-do girls in the butt. Santilli Show, the flagship show of the Guerrilla Media Network.
Don't mess with me and don't take my stuff.
You see these fists? I'm gonna use them to beat the F out of you.
The Pete Santilli Show.
Even above and beyond the state-run, CIA-infiltrated media.
You're listening to the Pete Santilli Show.
On the Guerrilla Media Network.
Here we go.
Life Change Tea is hitting America by storm, and here's why. Chris from Wyoming says, I lost 15 pounds in 1 month taking the fat burners and the tea. Very happy with it. Definitely cleans you out. Sue from Arkansas says, it cleared up the fog in my brain. I like it. Karen from Ohio says, I love this stuff. One of the things I've noticed is that I sleep better. I don't usually sleep well, but I think getting all of this stuff out of me is helping me sleep better. Now I sleep at night and don't feel like I need a nap during the day. Within 36 hours, I noticed that I had more energy. I feel like the me that I was 20 years ago. And if you would like to feel like you were 20 years ago, why don't you give Life Change Tea a try? Here's how you get it. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. And you never know. Send us your testimony and you might be in a commercial. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
You need to speak to someone in communications because you have me on the radio right now. Is that what you're saying?
How do you know I do radio?
Everybody knows your name, Mr. Santilli. Very controversial.
GMN is not your parents' news network. The Santilli Show, causing retards to come on blues since 2011.
Hi, this is Pete Santilli. How are you?
Hi, I just want to tell you what a douchebag you are, dude.